Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Martin Luther Drzezinski Livstead, and this is the Bowel Movement Turd, number 15. And the answer, the name of the title is, faggot digger fucktards and miscegenators are killing our white nationalist leaders. And the answer is, who's really going ahead and killing our white nationalist leaders? And the answer is that our white nationalist leaders are essentially killing themselves. They're killing themselves because they're doing stuff that they shouldn't have done in the first place. And as a result, it caught up with them. Now, in the case of Richard Barrett, I would have liked it if it caught up with that New Jersey faggot lawyer 20 years ago. That would have been okay. But I come in and me and Roxy, we went up to Joplin to go ahead and buy some stuff that was on sale. We buy a lot of food and on sale, and we're driving a little Geo Metro with three cylinders, actually two and a half, because one of them's burnt out because somebody overheated the engine sometime, the 1990 Geo, and burned out the oil ring. So as a result, in any case, it is it's a bowel movement. And what it produces turds. Now, what happens is that I set the thing at 10 o'clock and I forgot the thing sets at an hour earlier. Talk sheet time is always an hour earlier. So as a result, we've had people come and go, is what I've seen. And I've seen Frenchman and Papa Cat and a number of other guests. And sometimes I don't go ahead and blame them for using the chat. I mean, I've been on Fink's Monday Night Call, and guess what? It's me, guest number 45, last one. Someone went ahead and called me Mike Delaney because they thought it was Mike Delaney spying on, but no, it was me. And people are saying, well, you defeated Mike Delaney 3 weeks ago, and the answer is no, I didn't. Essentially, I didn't know what Mike Delaney was ranting and raving about. He was reading an article from Kurt Maynard, and what the article from Kurt Maynard said, another Zog false front from Craig Cobb, who I call Corn Cobb. I met Corn Cobb at the peak in May of 2004, and he's a tall, goofy, very goofy, skinny person, and he makes a real good creatard, and I'm glad he's a creatard instead of Christian Identity. I mean, we got enough goofs in Christian Identity, but I've met a number of people, and what destroys them is pretty much their own stupidity. And what does the bowel movement produce? It produces a turd. Mike Delaney came on, and he was ranting and raving about what I had posted on my blog on January 21st, and I wasn't sure what it was because I didn't really write anything. I just went ahead and reprinted the Kurt Maynard thing. And Kurt Maynard, had a number of faults, and I'm going to say that there was some good, there was some good in Kurt Maynard. In Richard Barrett, there was absolutely no good. None whatsoever. And, Richard Barrett ended up getting what he deserved a long, long, long past due. Kurt Maynard ended up getting what he pretty well set himself up for. I mean, the law of Yahweh is supposed to be written on your heart if you're an Israelite. I believe Kurt Maynard was an Israelite, and he went ahead over his rough, and he violated the law of Yahweh, and as a result, there's a reason why Yahweh gives those laws. He's not like a human being who just goes ahead and makes it up just to go ahead and have power over us. He has so much power, and we have so little control over our lives that God is not on a power trip. Yahweh is on a power trip. He gives these laws, which are written on your heart if you're white. If you're not white, they're not written on your heart. If you're a nigger or Jew or something like that, you hate Yahweh's laws. Or at the very least, you view them as an inconvenience to not really be followed unless the white man is making you obey. But Kurt Saxon essentially dug his own grave when he went after this mestiza, and then having two children by her. And she went ahead and took his Aryan input, and then she went ahead and screwed him over. So, in any case, in the case of Mr. Delaney, he was bitching about an article written by Kurt Maynard. And I went ahead and listened to it, and I actually said, you know, told Mr. Delaney that we really have nothing to complain about, but I went ahead and looked at this video, and this guy named Kaplan, is his name Kaplan? Well, I didn't ask his name Kaplan. I said, he looks like a dark-haired, cork-eyed mamzer. He looks like he could be a Jew. And essentially, Delaney went ahead and was whining about me having a picture of a dried-out turd. Now, I could have some really gross pictures of turds, but I chose the one that was the least squeamish because it was pretty well dried out. Essentially, I want people to know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is human pieces of shit. I mean, the bowel movement usually has produced nothing but a turd. It's not produced anything at all. Now, it's not really meant to. 40 years ago, Pastor Richard Butler made a decision that he was going to have a paramilitary force right now. And as a result, he brought in, for every skinhead he brought, he lost probably 19 family men. And as a result, I think the church is a lot better for Pastor Butler's mistake, because as a result, 99.99999% of Christian identity is deep underground. And you learn, or at least I learned, I was reading this book called The Revolt by this Jew named Menachem Begin, who was telling how he was a successful Irgun terrorist. He wrote in 1953. It got republished in a paperback. And usually I have a thing about buying books. I mean, I'll see a yard sale, I'll pay 50 cents or a quarter or something like that and buy it even if I don't read it. And I actually read it, and I learned quite a bit from Menachem Begin's book, The Revolt. He was a successful terrorist. He was a dirty Jew, Irgun terrorist, who murdered and dispossessed millions of Arabs. But he was successful. And one of the things he pointed out is that you don't indulge in idle curiosity. Get your people out of indulging in idle curiosity. And throughout the 90s, if someone went ahead and sent me an email or something like that, and I thought it was sensitive, I'd go ahead and scrub the password, and I'd go ahead and scrub, you know, who sent it. I'd just go ahead, if I thought it was important, I'd go ahead and post it on my webpage or something like that so everybody could see it. But so that nobody really could know where it came. Now, obviously, probably the NSA knows where it is. But I don't go ahead and spy on people. I probably have far more people living in this county who are Christian identity of some sort. Now, most of them are not dual seed line. But I have about 30 people living within 40 miles of me who I suspect are Christian identity of some sort. I mean, I do not keep track of them. If they want to go ahead and read my stuff, they can go ahead and look at it. That's why I really have no quarrel with Mr. William Fink, because if you like what he has to read, go ahead and read it. But I don't like the people that he's surrounding himself with, and they don't like me. So as a result, there's really not anything to quarrel about, because essentially I'm doing my thing and Mr. Fink is doing his thing. Now, I just went ahead and looked. I went ahead and just looked at something. Pisser Cinder has been pretty well dead for the better part of close to 2 weeks. Whenever this guy that I call, he's Jeff from Richmond, Virginia. I sort of know who he is, but I've called him Ulysses Ass Joof the Goof Davis from Richmond, Virginia, because he's just like a lot of people. He has his little, he goes ahead and he gets butt hurt because I go ahead and make fun of his foolishness. But he went ahead and asked, well, what is this place? I mean, you got rid of Linstead. Linstead hasn't been on for 2 months. Why are you still whining and pissing and moaning about how Linstead's a chomo and John Britton is a blanket ass tonto? And the thing about it is he's not. He's not. I'm not chomo, but I mean, there's just so many ways you can go ahead and say these lies. Well, I go ahead and look and say something about this or being killed. Well, I sort of think it's just typical Fruit Loop and pisser nonsense, because it's just like when he was retiring in 9/09/09. Well, he didn't retire in he was going to go ahead and retire and pull up stakes in 9/07/09, and he acted like a total Fruit Loop, and he was whining that he was whining about how. He was not getting any support. He was not, anybody was helping. The FBI was kicking his door. And the word out in the street was it wasn't the FBI that was kicking his door. It was a local joint drug task force from the county. They're the ones who usually kick in doors. Usually the Fibbies don't kick in doors. They tried to go ahead and convince idiots that you can go ahead and have a successful sit down with the FBI, and the answer is you don't. There is no such thing as a successful sit down with the FBI. You get rid of the bastards. I mean, you might very well be clever with them, but they lie, and they get to get away with lying. But you go ahead and lie, you're going to spend some time in prison. And chances are you didn't even lie, but they said you lied, so you went ahead and found a federal judge, and you got convicted by all these wiggers and niggers and Jews, and yeah, you'll go to prison. So no need to talk to the FBI. I mean, they came to my door, and I essentially told them, no, I have no intention of talking to you, talking to you, and this nigger president you have ain't my nigger president. I'm suing your precious nigger president, in fact, for election law violations and civil rights violations. And, it's nothing to me what happens to them. In fact, I think it's the Jews that's going to go ahead and murder the nigger, and they're going to go ahead and blame it on some, Uyghur nationals or something like that. Okay? But, I mean, I just told them, I said, hey, if you want to, I'm going to write about your visit, but if you want to go ahead and, read what I have to say, you can go ahead and read it at whitenationalist.org/forum. So he went ahead and he headed back to Joplin here because Roxy was going to let him in the house and Dog wasn't going to let him out of the house. And, I didn't even get up to see the bathroom. I think it was just some goober trying to give me $25 for one of the junk cars that's laying around here. And, when they're crushing out for about $150, $175 a ton, I'm not going to, hey, look, goober, I have better things to do than discuss how you're going to screw me out of $150, such a deal. But he went ahead and ran up, and you don't need to talk to the cops. For example, for 15 minutes from 9:19 to 9:35, I was stopped a block and a half away from my house on a hill. And here's this Granby pig named Pinson. And essentially, he goes ahead and he claims that I didn't make a turn signal. Well, I said that I did. And he said, well, maybe the thing don't work. Well, by then, I know that, he's just having some excuse to go ahead and stop me. So, I'm not worried about Granby pigs on traffic signs. Because after all this time, I can take a jaywalking ticket from municipal court all the way to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and make them spend $50,000 or $100,000 over a jaywalking ticket. I certainly can do that over a traffic stop. And the fact of the matter is that I was pulled off on the county road onto the U.S. route, so as a result, the Granby pig don't have jurisdiction. It has only jurisdiction in Missouri over traffic flow and regulation. It don't have jurisdiction over seatbelts or anything like that. I spent 30 days in jail over bogus fine for contempt of court in 1996, because, hey, it doesn't matter whether you have any rights or not, but they do whatever the hell they want to do. But essentially, what it boiled down to is that we went ahead and took what I call the pass around Diamond, Missouri. He has a whole bunch of pigs just like Granby on State Route 59, and all they're after is money. So they like pulling over an old car, because they know the poor people can't afford to go ahead and fight the bastards. All it is thievery. That's all these pigs are after is money and revenue. So he goes ahead and he sits, and I'm wondering, hey, have they trumped up charges against me here? I mean, last time I got pulled over, you know, I was at my house, and I spent 3.5 years, you know, in the nut house in jail over a bogus arrest warrant that these bastards should be skinned out for. But he went ahead and came up with, well, have you been drinking? He said, no. I don't care if you've been drinking like crazy. The answer is no. Don't admit to nothing, these bastards. So he comes ahead and he says, well, you were weaving all over the road and you crossed the line. And I says, well, you know, there was no line on these county roads. You know, they're paved barely, but there's no line. I wasn't going on the line. Well, you were weaving all over your lane. I said, well, A, that's not a stoppable fence. And B, I mean, this is a small car. Geo Metro, there's plenty of room in the lane. And from what I gather, probably ended up having this little bastard, you know, this worthless pig from Grandy. He follows all the way from the turnoff, you know, to get around Diamond. That's what a lot of people do, is that they don't want to go through Diamond and chance, you know, pig messing with them. So they take this cutoff, which is outside the Diamond City limits, and they come in the north way in Granby. And here is this road, and it got a bunch of potholes. They managed to fix a lot of them. But essentially, I'm going on my side of the road to avoid these potholes. He comes up, well, you were swerving in Diamond. I says, no, I didn't go through Diamond at all. And oh well, this guy said you were going 25 and 50 mile an hour. I says, well, I was not doing 50 mile an hour, but you know, this little Geo Metro, I have Roxy in, she weighs quite a bit, and I have a load of groceries. You know, there's sometimes when I'm only doing 15 mile an hour up a hill in first gear. And by the way, where I got stopped at a hill, I wasn't doing. I had to rev that little thing up here and stop it because, hey, this thing does not take hills very good. But I said, hey, this car, sometimes going up a hill, we'll only do 25. Going down a hill, it doesn't really do anything over 60. But I wasn't going over 55. So essentially, here's this pig going ahead and making up lies, you know, and waiting for me to go ahead and admit to a lie so we can go ahead and write a ticket. And what you end up having is that you ended up having probably some Granby puke who believed the pigs are his friends because the pigs won't give him a ticket. They'll go ahead and give poor people a ticket and his pigs. I bet the bastard went ahead and called the pigs. And, essentially he got all mad because he didn't have the balls to just simply go ahead and pass on his side of the road. No, he was pissing and moaning because he had to go ahead and follow at 20 mile an hour up a few hills. You know, and that is what these people, the pigs, serve these bastards. So essentially the pig lies and lies and lies and lies, and I'll go ahead and write that up on my page. I mean, there's nothing good about a police officer. He serves Zog. He serves Satan. He serves evil. Okay, well, getting back to Visser, and I'm going to go ahead and get to Richard Barrett, and I am going to go ahead and get to Kirk Maynard. I was tired, but now I've been sort of rejuvenated. And for those folks who were on and who left, well, I mean, I'm sorry that I didn't get this thing set. Well, I don't think any lawyers are okay. Because, I mean, you might end up having a lawyer, a weasel who's on our side, but how do you go ahead and become a lawyer? I was thinking of becoming a lawyer. And I figured out I got pretty well disgusted with the practice. What it boils down to is a whole bunch of people end up taking tests here. They take tests. Essentially, those tests are designed to go ahead and weed out anybody who actually is wanting to be of service to other people. I've never seen a good lawyer. There is no such thing as a good lawyer. I recommend you go ahead and watch the General's Daughter when John Travolta says something about, you know, there being no such thing as a good lawyer. There's crooked lawyers. There's lawyers who might go ahead and fight for you, but there is no such thing as a good lawyer. Anyway, just as there's no such thing as a good pig, what you end up having is that you end up using force upon a subject population, and that's what the police do. This particular pig, he's, you know, to his life, he probably was one of the, you know, less murderous ones here. You know, number 402 stops anybody and everybody. This one, he was stopping, he was trolling for revenue. And generally, the best, you know, the best thing to do is you don't threaten the pig. You know, essentially, what happens is that if it gone down to a municipal court, Steve White, who I run every year, that I was out against, and, you know, the people go ahead and vote in him. And essentially, people vote in for evil. You have evil people voting in evil people, just like them. And the end result is disaster, and things fall apart, okay? Anyway, it is all about money. Anyway, with Visser, it's the same thing. You know, I sort of thought he was a meth goober, and then I went ahead and looked at the Visser channel on CPM, and, you know, here's the guy. I mean, he's showing the skull, you know, in the Feast of Tabernacles 2008. Look, I mean, Jasper County, which is next door to Newton County, and I've seen some meth heads. And once they get on that meth, that's all they care for, and you end up seeing their skulls. And I see this as skull. I mean, it's obvious he's a meth head. Now, you know, how dare you slander me by saying that I am using, you know, I only use natural dope here. You know, he's trying to say he's just a pothead. You know, maybe a cokehead, but no. I mean, you know, it's all natural. It's all organic chemistry. It all based on carbon. It all comes out of a hole in the ground, be it from a plant or be it from a pipe. All comes out of a hole in the ground. It's all natural. I mean, there's not little elves in a hollow tree making non-natural products. But I mean, arguing with Visser about natural or unnatural dope is sort of like arguing with Bill Clinton about the meaning of the word is. You can spend hours and hours and hours, and you're not going to convince Visser that you're on to him. I mean, he's just a criminal genius. You know, sort of like Leopold and Loeb and Brian Wright. They're criminal geniuses, too. I mean, you know, the world is, you know, prisons are just filled with criminal geniuses who have the best criminal plan, and it was just an accident that the cops found it, even though the cops found out about 10, 15 minutes after the crime was committed. You know, usually if a criminal gets away with what they have is the first 48, well, if the murder isn't solved in 48 hours, chances are it's not going to be solved. Well, usually your average criminal who commits a crime, if he ain't caught or detected within, probably within a day, chances are, you know, it's not going to be found either. And Visser thinks he's so clever. We did the same thing back on 9/07/09. He was going to retire from the movement. And he was whining about how all these Russian porn spammers were joining his forum and overwhelming it. And I told him that what he needed to do is just go ahead and check his forum, check his debulletin forum every so often. And essentially, you know, don't allow anybody who just signed on to post. You put them to where they have to have their application approved, and then once you approve their application, you go ahead and you put them on the first two or three or four or five posts to where, hey, they're moderated. Now, here, usually, I go ahead and make them a registered member. I make them, you know, something like that, but that's what you have to do. And I've been fighting with Fade the Butcher. He's gone ahead and closed his forum. I've told him, hey, look, Fade, the reason you closed your forum is because you're an intellectual pussy. You don't want to go ahead and do this thing here. But anyway, you know, Visser was going on and on and on about how he was going to retire. And then I got a thanks for saving his forum. But he was going to retire. 9/09/09. Well, January, he ends up getting some money, and over there they said that this Obadiah 118 is actually George Witzkel. Now, this Pastor Weissman is a complete retarded clown out of Chicago. And the best thing you could be is his enemy. Because if you're his friend, I mean, I sort of thought when he was pretending to be my friend, I was wondering if he was an Asian provocateur who's going to go ahead and do something that, you know, illegal. And so, well, Pastor Winstead told me to do it. He had all these secret plans to destroy Visser. And essentially what he is, he's just a cowardly little tard, you know, hiding in a, you know, basement somewhere in Chicago. From what I gather, he's some little South German or Hungarian or whatever, Mamser, with mental problems. Anyway, no, I never was Weissman. I mean, shoot. George Nitzwisko is, buddy-buddy with Brian Wright. I don't think Obadiah is George Wisco. In fact, Obadiah is really the smartest poster over there because I've seen the thing that's done here. I mean, it's, you know, Obadiah's a total liar and, a thief and a sneak and the rest of them here. But, I mean, they're pretty well all just liars and fools and hypocrites. But Obadiah is actually one of the smarter ones who might very well be on the, at least the C team as far as being a Zogbot. You know, Weissman, he's an idiot. Liar Bill DeCluse. I mean, I actually seen the goofy bastard and, what happens, he reminds me sort of my retarded grandson who goes ahead and tells a lie, and then he goes ahead and repeats a lie to himself 3 or 4 times, and he actually starts believing the lie. And that's, you know, that's the thing about, you know, that's the thing about Liar Bill. And the goofy bastard, I was going to try to teach him internet espionage, but he didn't bring his computer down. So he sat for a lump, and he was talking to Roxy, and he revealed to Roxy that, you know, he wasn't going to have a wife and kids because mumps had settled in his testicles and expanded them up to where they were about the size of grapefruits, and then he was rendered sterile by as a result of it. So, then he was talking about, I'm never going to go ahead and, you know, give you a hard time about child molestation because I got accused twice of molesting, sexual assault these two girls, and police were after me for a year or so, and then he went ahead and talked about his sisters who were screwing niggers and living in his mother's old house, which he had supposedly took over. Well, shoot, you look at his address, it's a duplex. How the hell did that happen? How does he live in a $100,000 home? So, I mean, you know, Liar Bill, he just tells you a whole bunch of stories, and then he goes ahead and he believes this stupid crap. But after he was talking about the sexual assault on two different women, he was talking about his niglet nieces. So I was like, well, shoot, were you supposedly molesting them, or, you know, what the hell's the deal here? But, I mean, I didn't know what the hell you were saying here. I didn't know Garrett trust him, but he begged and pleaded and pissed and moaned for me or, Pastor John Britton to ordain him. And I said, well, shoot, it's just 300 miles from St. Louis to here. It's, 2,000 miles to Idaho. Well, looking back, I just assumed John Britton had gone ahead and ordained the bastard. I don't think he'd have been very much more honest with me than, with John Britton he was with me. In fact, he went ahead and talked on my cell phone to John Britton. He was real nice and respectful. And he comes up with this crap that I said that John Britton's a, heavy drinker. I never said any such thing. John Britton doesn't, drink hardly at all. I mean, he's a helicopter pilot. I mean, you can't drink if you want to be a truck driver. How are you going to drink if you want to be a helicopter pilot? You know what I mean? I don't think Weissman's a Jew, but, he's some sort of little mamser. Anyway, Liar Bill, he's just a retard. He's just got 85 IQ on a good day. Well, anyway, I go ahead and I said, how do I know if you know about Christian Denny? He went to me his blog and essentially it was just retreaded compere. And I said, well, shoot, at least he knows something about Christian Denny. Well, later on, he went ahead and says that he was a follower of E-Ray Cap. Well, E-Ray Cap does not, dual feed line. he's at best one seed line, and most of the time he goes ahead and hangs around and gives it to these one seed liners who are actually Baptist hobbyists, you know, the list of the, you know, Israel. So he is Christian identity, but he's not a dual seed liner. If you read his books, you know, he essentially goes ahead and goes against dual seed line. He goes against the belief the king was Sargon. He is not dual seed line. So I'm looking at this, and I mean, I guess, you know, he got number 1, 2, and 3 of his kingdom identity correspondence course. He brought that with him. He bought some books, and I went ahead and we spent some time on a computer. I had a printer, inkjet printer, a scanner that I bought for $45, and it wasn't top of line Hewlett Packard. You know, what do you expect for $45? It didn't have a PDF scanner, but we went ahead and used the brand new Toshiba. And then I spent time, I said, okay, well, Bill, we'll go ahead and ordain you. So I went ahead and spent 45 minutes, and I mean, I could easily get something to work on a computer if I look at it often enough, and I sort of figured out how to upload a PowerPoint template, which looked very impressive for a diploma, and I went ahead and wrote him, you know, made him a certificate of ordination. I printed out on cardstock, and he was oh so proud, Bill, pleased with it, and I went ahead and hooked up not my new digital DVD, but my old VHS one, and took a picture of him, and I knew how to go ahead and transfer that to DVD. And that's exactly what I did. And I mean, it doesn't take many brains to go ahead and, if you have a VHS and DVD recorder, transfer it from VHS to DVD. And I went ahead and figured out how to go ahead and play it on the computer and take a print screen, and that's where you get a picture of Will Wire, Bill DeClueless. But, yeah, he was proud as punch about that. And he sat, and then he said, well, I want to go ahead and go back. It was cold. It was cold across the street. And he had a perfectly, you know, I mean, the bedroom across the street was not at all cluttered. I'd gone ahead and washed everything, you know, the sheets and the baggies, but he said he was cold. And I said, well, I thought you said you brought a sleeping bag. Well, and, you know, we got caught out in the lie. But no big deal. I mean, why should he go ahead and, if I'm going to keep late hours, why should he go ahead? Why not go on home to St. Louis? So what I did is that, well, Saturday night, Sunday morning, I went ahead and got him on Gmail, and I got him on Facebook, and he wanted to learn how to play Mafia Wars. So we got a joint account, and I showed him how to do it and put it on my Toshiba. And then I went ahead and put, you know, his ordination on mine, and I had him go ahead and put it on Stumbling, on Stormfront. And what he did is he went ahead and typed Chaplain Bill, and then he turned the computer so I couldn't see, and he went ahead and put his password in. And stupid shit, went ahead and checked the Remember Me button. Well, I didn't find that for about a week. So I go ahead and I open up the thing, at the Stormfront, guess what? Here's Chaplain Bell. And I said, hot diggy dog, because 3 days after that, here he went ahead. He was betraying me with Mark Downey. I sent some private messages to Mark Downey. I said, Bill, if you were in a military unit, you'd be shot for treason for this crap. So yeah, I'm revoking your ordination. And, what he did is that you know, I looked at it, and I thought, well, shit. Shit, you know. So I went ahead to the other one, and I spy on Stormfront. I mean, you know, last time I went ahead and looked at Linstead, someone went ahead and put a link to my webpage, and they got their ass banned. I mean, you mentioned the word Linstead. You know, you put a Linstead link, you will get banned on Stormfront. You will. And that guy did. He probably didn't know any better, but he got banned. It probably wasn't clutch it did here. I mean, David Duke is just a thief and a crook. And Don Black is just his little butt boy. And, you know, I think Stormfront is a soft, false front. And anyway, what I do is I go ahead and look at, you know, thing and then see if Chaplain Bill was in. And then what I do is I tuck in. And what it boiled down to is you give Chaplain Bill a little bit of power. He was wanting to battle Lethal Lee and Mordiver and a whole bunch of people. I think Mordiver was actually Gabriel. He was wanting to man a whole bunch of people. And then he had a fight with Downey and with Clont and, you know, Downey. And essentially, here he is. If I could ban Downey here because he goes ahead and he violates the rules and Looney Linstead and this or they whine and whine and whine about how Clont gets a free pass. And that's what it looks like here. And I just soon ban him. And he went up, and he whined to Lycia, and Lycia whined to Jack Boot, and Jack Boot went ahead and, you know, whined to Don Black, and then Don Black essentially told Jack Boot that Clint can do whatever the hell she wanted to do. She's a longtime comrade of over 30 years. Clint can do whatever the hell she wants to do. So old Jack said, well, I just soon go ahead and get rid of, you know, theology here, because he was the one who got tired of this crap, and that's why I was running wild for a little while. I mean, I sort of thought that Don Black was sort of tired of Clint Downey and her little meerkat bringing in all this hatred from the school seafinders, because essentially Clint banned every single one of them, whether they like me or not. You know? But anyway, if you use the K word, and it's not Kleos, you get banned over there for sure. Yeah. But she banned every single dual seed liner, including the one that spent her money. And Liar Bill told me is that what her fall was, she went ahead and banned this guy who gave $8,000 to Don Black. And Don Black, he loves that money. I mean, he gets probably money from the Department of Zogland Insecurity, but he loves that money. $8,000, and Clint goes ahead and pisses it away. So they went ahead and made her a moderator. And now, essentially, they're pretty well telling them that, hey, look, I mean, you got to have your meerkat be your front man here, Clint. I mean, pancake tits and all, nobody really wants to go ahead and hump you no more. So you need to go ahead and act like a godly female, at least make a pretense of it. But yeah, I went ahead and looked at it, and what it boiled down to is Clint gets to do whatever the hell she wants to do. Well, I knew that. I mean, I ran wild under the assumption, you know, as Forrest Gump. Yeah, I ran wild as Forrest Gump, and Pilgrim, she got, you know, she got banned as worst as I got to tell you, even though she wrote totally different. You know, she was Uber or Hunter, you know, Uber Phantom Mensch or something like that, or what happens is that she got banned as Lipstead Sock Puppet, too. Forrest Gump got banned. But Forrest Gump was a Lipstead Sock. You know, Forrest Gump was me. And, I didn't have to go ahead and read Liability Clueless's crap here. But this was 3 days. It wasn't until about a week afterwards, and he went ahead and deleted these little treasonous emails with Downey. That was one of the problems, is that he has a tendency not to go ahead and leave the stuff in, but I mean, Bill's a petty, Bill's a petty little bastard here. He wanted to go ahead and ban Lisa Lee and all these people he's sucking up to later. Well, she's causing trouble. She's causing trouble. Well, and they said, well, don't ban them here. I mean, you're doing a good job as a moderator, and especially they want somebody who's pretending to be dual feed line. Anyway, you know, I'll go ahead and essentially, I didn't hear anything from Don Black, but essentially Don Black told Jack Boot, and told Lycia, and Lycia told Liar Bill, is that, well, you need to sort of back off here on Clint because Downey, because essentially she can do whatever the hell she wants to. You know, which if anybody went ahead and read that, they could see it. And the rest of it is that Liar Bill is not exactly secret agent man. I mean, I'd tuck in every single time. But around Christmas, Liar Bill didn't get on there. So I was, every so couple of days I was looking, well, should I go ahead and, you know, tuck in? And what happens is that Roxy ended up turning the computer, the other Toshiba off. And as a result, you know, I didn't get it on for, a week, and the thing got turned off. So as a result, the old buddy, the poopy dog, He's just playing with his little toy. He got a little toy, and he's jumping on my lap here. He's a heck of a jumper here. Old Bell's the pup is. But anyway, as a result, I went ahead and lost the account here. Well, essentially, Secret Agent Man, double aught seven, old liability clue thing. He's more like double knot nut is what he is. A retard as a moderator. And, you go ahead, it's sort of like going ahead and staking out, an outhouse, a public outhouse. You might go ahead and have some faggots use it as a gay bar here, but most of the time all you're going to do is just hear tinkles and farts and the rest of it here as people just go ahead and do their business. And spying on liar bill is no big deal. I went ahead and later on tried to go ahead and do a thing here. And see, I was wondering why Liability didn't figure out, because I went ahead and took over his Gmail account. I took over his Yahoo account. I took over his Facebook account. I took over the Mafia Wars account. I went ahead and changed the passwords, and I was wondering, why did that idiot figure out I was spying on his storefront account? And I only told Pastor John Britton that here, and I think in December I went ahead and told William Fink here, about what was going on. But I said to keep it a secret. There's a lot of need to know basis here. And, the thing about it is that I heard about what a big coward I am, how he looked in my eyes, all the stupid crap here. And none of this stuff happened. Liar Bill sat for most of the time on a plastic chair sometimes we go up there and I bought 10 jars of peanut butter for a dollar a piece. Am I going to eat 10 jars of peanut butter anytime soon? Well, no, but I might over the next year. But, I got a little deal. Just go ahead. Once you're up there, you just go ahead and buy all this stuff here. I never pay top dollar for any food. It's always on sale. I got a full freezer. I got a whole bunch of canning jars and, food. So, that's essentially what we went up there. I went up there to, essentially buy bedding plants, and they were all mainly sold out. But, Roxy wanted to get out of the house, and that's what we did. So, in any case, the house is cluttered. It got a whole bunch of newspapers in it and got a bunch of boxes of, we don't put any food that's going to spoil because we eat that. That's why we have a refrigerator. That's why we have a freezer. Well, if it's in cans, who's going to come to our house? Old Buddy the Poopy Dog is annoyed because old Liar Bill is sitting in his chair. But, he sort of got along with old Liar Bill. And, old Liar Bill is just sitting. He sort of reminds me of Trader Glenn Miller. He puked up a perfectly good dinner of spaghetti, and then all he ate was just a little bit of beefsteak. He ate that. But, I looked at him. Old Liar Bill, he's 250 pounds of wigger shit and 150 pound sack is what he is. I wasn't worried about Liar Bill starving to death. I could not fed him for 40 days. Old Liar Bill would have probably started getting in shape here then. But anyway. That's just the way the old things are, is that the bowel movement is filled with dysfunctional people. It's filled with idiots. No shortage of them. Anyway, I seem to have gone ahead and lost, the connection to it, and it don't really matter. I'm going to go ahead and, I don't know if I feel like getting up and changing here or not here. But, I sort of got my second win, so. Oh, boy. Anyway, with Visser. Visser's the same, same way. I mean, my problem with Visser wasn't so much him sneaking and spying old Sci-Fi to go ahead and screw me. And Sci-Fi was having a cow. Sci-Fi was having a cow about Visser essentially daring him to go ahead and kick me out. He was going to have an ecclesiastical council with Eli James and James Wickstrom. I said, James Wickstrom, you got to be kidding me. James Wickstrom don't have any don't have any, moral authority to kick out a thief and deacon here, much less somebody here in Missouri. That's what gets me, is that over on Visser's old PHPBB forum, there were these people advertising religious instructions. Become a minister, take six semesters at $4,500 a semester, give student loan, and essentially six semesters for 3 years. Well, let's see, $4,600 by the time you count the student loan or something like that, you're talking about a minimum of $10,000 a year. 3 years, that's $30,000. Now look, look, idiots, why don't you just go ahead and do like Ray Renford did and spend $25 and, $25 for 5 years for your Church of the Sons of Yahweh, or like I did, spend $25 and form the Church of, Church of Jesus Christ Christians / Aryan Nations of Missouri and $10 a year. That way, I'm not only a pastor, I'm an archbishop. Well, Larry Bill didn't have any problem with my credentials here when he was wanting to go ahead and get something. When he was wanting to be an archbishop of Missouri. Oh, we'd be gone. Time to go to bed. Jumping up and down on me. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to have to get up and shut the door. Anyway, old puppy dog, he likes it. Oh. Anyway, go ahead and do that. But here's Jeremy Visser. And, Pitcher Sender, Pitcher Sender, essentially you have old Brian Wright, the Mamzer, running around, the slant-eyed Mamzer running around. And what is old Brian Wright doing? Brian Wright is coming up with this crap about how I'm gonna have to go ahead and log back on. That way I can go ahead and see what is going on. Hold on, folks. Okay, well, didn't quite work. Hold on. All right. All right, there it goes again. Anyway, the thing about it is that Brian Wright goes back to doing the same thing he's always done, is that everybody in Christian identity is a Mamzer except for the slant-eyed, pictish Duke Mamzer with prison tats. I mean, the fifth or sixth time, that was one of the things that got me annoyed, was when Obadiah is coming and said, was profanity really necessary? I knew that was an attack on me, but it didn't really matter because I had been looking to essentially have a divorce from Visser ever since August. I mean, here I was, and said, well, why is Visser doing this? And, John Britton said, well, hey, Martin, I mean, Visser don't like me. He has never liked me. I mean, why are you associating with Visser? And, I have to ask. And then, here comes August 3rd, and Visser offers Brian Wright. Brian Wright proposes to kick, John Britton out as senior pastor and put Visser in because he's still a member of the board. And I knew Brian Wright had resigned. I talked to him for three times, and it came out that essentially Brian Wright was stalking John Britton, and Well, he does. He goes ahead and gets, you know, he gets John Britton's daughter's Facebook page, and she was having trouble with her husband. They're going to go ahead and get divorced. And I'm not going to go ahead and say, but, you know, this guy was, you know, I mean, this guy was a real piece of work. And he goes ahead and makes old, you know, his daughter, Joy, look like a raccoon. So, you know, it was the supposedly ex-husband who did that stuff. And so the Mormon church goes ahead and, you know, gives his daughter a place to live, and divorce lawyer is going to go ahead and, you know, provide a divorce, and we're going to go ahead and provide all this stuff, and this guy's going to get screwed big time. And so they have she's going ahead and attending a nursing class. She's supposed to attend go to college for a nursing thing or another, and instead over that, she just goes ahead and she packs her stuff and puts in the back, and she, okay, Mom. Sorry, you know, John, he's driving a truck and can't do anything about it. And hi, Mom, I'll be sure to write. And essentially, I had to tell the Mormon church, I had to go ahead and tell the rest of the people, say, hey, this divorce is not going on. So guess what? What could John do? He just washed his hand of his daughter and said, hey, look, I'm not going to, you know, I mean, you screwed me, you screwed your mother. You know, we were out money. We were out a good deal of money. You screwed the Mormon church. You screwed your, you know, divorce lawyer. Well, guess what, honey? You're going to have to live with your mistake from now on. Don't come back, you know, don't come whining about these beating your ass again and, you know, screwing around on you and doing all this sort of crap here. But, you know, Brian Wright, I mean, that was the daughter he always stalked here. I mean, John, you know, John Britton's family has had a lot of shit from Zog. So as a result, you don't want this thing sort of thing to happen. So, you know, I mean, it was 5 years. It was 5 years before John trusted me enough to go ahead and show me a picture of himself here. And I'm his best friend here. You know, or at least I think I am. But in any case, I mean, here's Brian Wright going ahead and stalking John's daughters here. And that freaks out Pilgrim. Essentially, that was the reason for the second or third time he got kicked out. But all that same time, and from July 5th, here's Brian Wright saying the racial fraud is Christian identity. He goes ahead and not only calls Butler a Mamser, which is par for the course, but he calls Wesley Swift a Mamser, too. And here's this Brian Wright making a big deal about the AIT course and how he was big buddies with Lorraine Swift, and guess what? You know, you suck up to a woman. You know, you suck up to a woman, then you call her husband or children Mamsers. I mean, ain't that just par for the course? And look, you know, Visser, you're tied up together. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Visser and Brian Wright were criminals together. You know, I'd be almost surprised they were in the same. I would not be surprised they were in the same pod or whatever. And Brian Wright, you know, Brian Wright. I mean, we've been looking for Brian Wright. And it's as hard to go ahead and find him. It's like he's in the Federal Witness Protection Program. I was able to go ahead and find out as much for free on internet search as John Britton was spending a little bit of money trying to get a private investigator. And it's as if Brian Wright is a Zogbot, an Asian provocateur, and he's hanging around all these people. Now, the movement doesn't really understand very much about Christian identity because a lot of it is skinheads and Mamsers and Wiggers and criminals. You know, and that's why, you know, Delaney. I mean, Delaney, you know, is easy to find out because, I mean, Christian identity, you don't hang around with Mamsers. And one of the chats here is that William Fink admits that a Turkish, you know, let's say this Kaplan, you know, this Kaplan character is a Turkish Mamser instead of a Jew. You know, according to William Fink's theology, I mean, it's the same thing. They're related. They're Mamsers. So why in the world are you hanging around Mamsers? What do Mamsers have that we really need? And the answer is nothing. You don't want to hang around these people. You don't want to hang around criminals. What do criminals bring in? Now, people, well, you're causing trouble in the movement. No, I'm not. 99% of the movement is idiots. More than half of them are probably Zogbots, you know, like Richard Barrett. I am going to go ahead and get to Richard Barrett. But I have no idea. And I end up having this, you know, about what happened to Visser. But Brian Wright goes back to racial fathers, Christian Dante. And here's Visser. Well, you got a thing from Zog. Well, look, you know, look, Visser, if you'd have just simply gone ahead and made your church from the state of Georgia or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with you when you were trying to steal Gillette's church and the $400,000 plus is in probate. You and Brian Wright. I mean, I have no problem with you going ahead and making your own church and spending $25 like Ray Redfern did. You know, when I found out that, you know, there was no Church of the Sons of Yahweh reformed, like Brian Wright said he was, had resigned in order to be, but there was a Church of the Sons of Yahweh, and the charter was about to expire, and they had until September 23rd. You know, let me tell you what I did. I certainly didn't tell Visser. I certainly didn't tell Brian Wright. I didn't want them going ahead and spend $25 and getting control of Gillette's church, Ray Redfern, because that's what they were trying to do. You know, these, and I went ahead and, you know, dug up a 2-year program on Visser's old PHPBB for them. Well, I'm resigning. I don't agree with Gillette. Here, you sit in the back pew here. I formed my own church. I'm resigning. Well, guess what? Since you resigned, you're no longer a member of the board of directors, and therefore you can't go ahead and remove John Britton and put Visser in. Not that you could have in the first place, because Ray Redfern wasn't going to go ahead and let anybody take his church away from him. You know, Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution bylaws say is that the senior pastor can do whatever he wants. He can kick out any board of directors he wants to. Ray Redfern was not an idiot. Ray Redfern wasn't going to let some Zogbots or Wiggers take over his church. Gillette isn't that stupid. So, you know, this sort of stupid, petty, thieving crap that you pulled out made you look like was what you are, a bunch of thieves. And then when August, you know, then at the end of August, when old Sci-Fi is having a, you know, cow because his buddy Hal Turner's been revealed not only as a rat, but as an agent provocateur, and now Visser doesn't want to go ahead and kick me out in conjunction with Sci-Fi. Instead, he craps on Sci-Fi. I got a bunch of private messages from, you know, from Visser. Especially Visser is not to be trusted. Visser is a liar and a thief and a sneak and a crook and a meth head. Don't trust him. You know what I mean? Don't trust him. Hey, all freshmen, the Church of Wesley Swift is with you here. Make a, you know, become a, you know, go ahead and form your own family church. That's what the vast majority of the Christian Identity churches are. I think that, you know, there's several millions been between Herbert Armstrong and Wesley Swift and the rest of them. There's millions of people who have gotten the Christian Identity message. You know, and I've gone ahead and, you know, people know about Christian Identity. They hate it. Jews hate it. I mean, a Jew likes Christian Identity as much as a vampire loves garlic. But you can have the Church of Wesley Swift by simply going ahead, downloading Compare and the rest of them here, and forming your own family church. And that's pretty well what the Britons did. That's what a bunch of people did. I mean, they were not going to go. I asked, why, you know, since your father James didn't like the way, you know, Butler was doing things, why did he just simply rebel and form his own church? He said, well, no, Butler was the senior pastor. He didn't like, you know, he didn't like what happened, but essentially these old men had a discipline. So essentially they weren't going to go ahead and go against Butler, you know, because that was the way those old men were. They were men of honor. And looking back on, maybe it was for the best that Butler go ahead and get a bunch of skinheads. I mean, there's a book by a Jew, and I need to go ahead and read it sometime, about how Butler and Robert Miles deliberately chose the losers of the world to be their flock, not the healthy sheep. The healthy sheep is out in the flock. I believe just as during Elijah's time, which is my favorite time, you know, if anybody listened to my August 9th House of Ahab sermon, just as there were 7,000 men that Elijah didn't know and Yahweh didn't tell, who didn't bow their knee to Baal, probably in a population of 3 million, you know, and there were Canaanites and the rest, it was just like the Zogland, I believe there's probably 700,000 white men who have not bowed their knee to Baal either in a population of 300 million. Stands to reason. So, if you want to go ahead and be one of those 700,000, you can do it quite easily. You don't need to be revealed. You know, you don't need to tell me who you are. I don't need to, you know, I certainly ain't going to ask. So, that's the way the movement is right now. And there are people whining that they can't get something done politically. Well, you know, there is, you know, in the Bible there is no mention of any political solution. There's not going to be any church that's going to go ahead and overthrow Babylon Zog. Babylon Zog is going to go from bad to worse, and it's going to go ahead and collapse just like every other mighty evil empire has. And Zog the Third and the Last is no different. So if you want to go ahead and form a church, form your own church. Don't get in trouble. By all means, you know. I mean, this, you know, sperm front or storm drain or whatever, I mean, it's all together a Zog false front. If you're on there, they're getting the money. I think, you know, I went ahead and looked and thought that Don Black was making millions off of this here. No, they have about 200 people sustaining members paying, what, $60, just like Liar Bill. Liar Bill went in there and he, you know, should I go ahead and renew my thing to Stormfront? I says, well, do you want to? Well, I don't know. What do you think I'll do? I said, I think, Bill, that you do whatever you want to for $60. You have an AOL account with a dynamic IP that changes all the time. You could, I mean, if you would, why don't you just go ahead and post a few dual seed line links instead of all these one seed line links, you know, from Clint to a Kinsman Redorker, you know, website. Why don't you do that? And what does he do? He goes ahead and he renews, he pays Don Black $60. And then he comes up with this crap that I told him to hate the Downies. I mean, I sort of feel sorry. No, I don't feel sorry for the Downies. I mean, I have no use for Clinton Downey. She's an evil bitch. She's banned people, and that's what these Asian provocateurs do. They come in, and I seen it in 2000, and people were shocked because that wasn't the Christian white man thing to do. It was ban somebody. You had a difference of opinion, but that is what Debbie Downey did on Holy Wars. And then, you know, I was calling this result form. I was calling Pisser Syndrome because I knew what would happen. The same thing that happened in 2000 and 2002. You get these evil people there, and they form themselves a ghetto, and they're in their own little ghetto, just like a bunch of Jews. And essentially, here's people like me cruising around on the outside, and they're walled up in their own little ghetto, and they can't cause trouble. So then they end up having the question here, well, should we go ahead and take this listserv or private or public? When they're saying that, you know, Visser is dead, CPM is dead, I've gone ahead and done something, and I don't see any obituary. I don't think Visser is dead at all. I think that essentially his little Zogbot operation was told that it wasn't working very well, and essentially he probably didn't want to work real hard. I mean, Visser understands a good deal about book learning. It's just he's a dishonest person. A fairly dishonest person. And those of you who have anything over on Visser's forum that you want saved, you better start saving screenshots, you better start saving web pages, because guess what? It's going to disappear pretty quick. You know what I mean? And a local above-ground church would be dandy. Why do you need a local above-ground church? If Christ calls somebody, can't go ahead and Christ tell Way to go ahead and find other believers. Why do you need an above ground church? Why do you need an above ground local church? You don't need an above ground local church. That's why I've been trying. That's why I was trying to tell Sci-Fi Faber. Listen, you know all these Christian churches here. Well, maybe you'll go ahead and work out real hard and essentially give it to me. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't ask who has a church. And I certainly ain't going to go ahead and give it to somebody from New Jersey. You know what I mean? And certainly not, since you're a big buddy of Hal Turner's and an idiot, maybe a Zogbot. I mean, after we heard about Hal Turner, me and John Britt were sort of arguing, well, do you think, Sci-Fi and Faber is a Zogbot, or is he just too freaking stupid? And then I thought, well, hey, how smart do you have to be a Zogbot? Turner Glenn Miller is very smart. He's a very good Zogbot. All you need to be is smarter than the other idiots. So, why do you want to go? I mean, dual feed like Chris Identity is not a proselytizing faith. We're not trying to save, all these wiggers. If you don't believe me, read Matthew chapter 10, Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 through 17, where Jesus Christ said the reason he spoke in parables was so that these people of his own generation wouldn't understand. It's Christ that goes ahead and calls somebody here. Now, even if I make fun of you and ridicule you, if you are with Christ, I can't sever that link. But on the other hand, if you're a liar and a thief and a mamzer, I can pretty well just check that, there's no link to Christ with you. You're a liar and a thief and a mamzer. So I don't think Visser's dead. I think he's doing the same sort of hyperbole they did in September. And I'm sort of kicking myself because I told him how to save his V-bulletin for him. And, then I didn't get word until the 12th that they'd gone ahead and renewed the thing on the 11th. Galette had gone ahead and done what I wanted to do. So, essentially, I had to sort of keep them from finding out about Galette's church being, revealed here. After September, they sort of settled down. September, October, November, December, they were okay. And then in January, January, February, January, he gets some money all of a sudden. And in February, here comes Obadiah and old Fruit Loop Visser. And Visser's wife never did like me or John Britton. They like Brian Wright a whole lot better. And I see that they go ahead and do whatever the heck they want to. So, look, folks, if you have any intellectual property over on Visser's forum, You better go ahead and start saving to your hard drive, and you better start taking some screenshots and stuff here, because Visser has no problem with trying to go ahead and rewrite and change history. To go ahead and save, to go ahead and say he'll delete stuff. Visser went ahead and deleted this. Billy Wright. I've been dancing with Visser for nearly 6 years. Post here, I had it up on that. I went ahead and went to another post and disappeared. So I went to the old one, took a screenshot, saved it under a sock puppet called Brian Wright. And what happens is that, look, Visser, and if you end up siding with somebody who says that Wesley Swift and Richard Butler and everybody was mamzers, including Brian Wright, then hey, look. Well, guess 27, what are you going to do with the hefty dues and fees to maintain membership? What's he in prison for? Well, he was in prison for, supposedly, conspiracy to rob banks. And he went ahead and took some 23-year-old kid named Scott Thornton with him. Now Scott Thornton has become an Odinist here, and he's all whining because I don't want to go ahead and be buddy-buddies with him. Well, why should I be buddy-buddies with somebody who's stupid enough to get caught? I mean, that's the last person. That's the last person you want to go ahead. I mean, it's sort of like when I ran militia. This guy got caught doing some creative gunsmithing here, and he said, I got caught, and I ain't going to talk to you no more. I mean, they told me that I couldn't be seen with you. I said, you're right. Can't be seen with me. You can't be seen with me. And, I mean, essentially, if you're going to get in trouble for being seen with me, we ain't going to be seeing each other no more. And I'm not going to want to see you because if you come back, I'll also assume that, hey, you're working for the ATF, the old dog. So I don't want to see you no more. So, I mean, we've been sort of friends, even though he hadn't seen I die. But after that, I never seen him again, which wasn't the way it should be. I mean, he screwed up, and he got caught. Well, same way with anything else here. I mean, why do you want to go ahead and create an automatic weapon when you don't have resupply? When you don't have resupply for an automatic weapon here, you go to prison for automatic weapons. You know, this guy, he went ahead and he was a pretty good gunsmith. He made himself, I mean, he was the only one I ever seen went ahead and even bothered reloading this Norinco steel core cases here. And I was like, why are you doing that? But he was very good, and you know, he was a very good gunsmith. But why are you doing that? Why are you doing this stuff? And well, I didn't even ask here. I mean, all he showed me was reloading this Norinco. He didn't show me his really creative gunsmith stuff, for which I am grateful. Look, folks, if you don't need to know something, don't inquire, don't snoop, don't pry. You don't need to know anything. In fact, you're better off if you don't know nothing. Don't look at still. Don't get involved here. You know, I mean, it's sort of like this, you know, sort of like this guy named Martin over on there here. He goes ahead, well, why do you call them hybrid niggers? Well, Hibernian niggers. And I've made the point is that Irish, in many cases, Irish are of Israel. But in many cases, a lot of Irish are not of Israel. You end up having a bunch of Tubal Cainish Pictish Mamzers who came in, like Brian Wright. You've had Jews among the white men ever since Cain went ahead and murdered Abel. So, you know, I mean, there are some pure-blooded Israelites around. But you're not going to go ahead and get, you know, I can't go ahead and get into a one-seed line church, a family church without an invite. And I don't go ahead seeking invites. And, you know, I don't go ahead. So, you know, how am I going to go ahead and give you, you know, a hybrid digger, you know, an interest to church where essentially most of the congregants are Swedes and or Englishmen or whatever. They don't much care for hybrid niggers. How am I going to get you in there? And the answer is I'm not. You know, form your own church, form your own study group among people that you know. By all means, get your family in on the same thing as you are. I mean, it's better to have your family believing as you are. You know, you'll be happier. They'll be happier. They'll be safer. You know, I mean, if you have a friend that you've known for 5, 10, 15 years, see if you can't go ahead and get him in. Don't arm twist him or anything. You know, I mean, if the fruits of Christ are living your life, it will show. And they'll come to you because you're a man of leadership ability who got his stuff squared away, and they will be looking for leadership. But for now, you don't need to go ahead and let yourself be known by Zog. I mean, I'm known by Zog. I mean, if Zog decides to go ahead and swoop down, what are they going to do? I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and run out on my old lady. So, I mean, you know, hey, I mean, if Zog decides to round me up, they're going to round me up. Anything I can do about it. But you don't need, I mean, if you don't have any political ability, you don't have any writing ability, you don't need to be found by Zog. You don't. Not at all. Anyway. So, anyway, going on with Visser, I don't think Visser is dead at all. I went ahead and did a search, and you would think that Visser would be dead. Now, I could be wrong. Somebody else, Seedline, was saying it was all over, you know, that area, and they had a link, and now it's gone. So, you know, I may go ahead and look, but I had to start the show. So, the thing about it is that, you know, I don't know. Visser, I think got caught. He accepted money. And as a result of fighting with me and a few other people, essentially his forum, his old deep bulletin forum, I call it Pisser Cinder, because I've seen it happen before. You go ahead and you start banning people, then you've gone ahead and you've kicked out people, you kicked your enemies out, like me, to where they got freedom of action, and what you are is you're just like a little caged Jew in a ghetto. Well, some case in case of law and wrong, you are a caged Jew in a ghetto. But I have to laugh at Weissman. He went ahead and he betrayed me, and now he's fighting with Obadiah, he's fighting with the Wonger, and essentially they were looking stupid. And I knew that happened. I mean, there's just so many ways to call me a child molester and John Britton, a drunken Indian. Both lies, but hey, same old lies. Don't go ahead and bear. They can bear a plain repeating, but who's going to listen to them? So as a result, here he is whining about the ingratitude of his old flock. So in short, old Pister's not blaming me. Well, he's blaming me, but he's blaming his so-called flock far more than he's blaming me. Because, there's just so much supporting Visser. And Visser will just, I wouldn't be surprised if he went ahead and all this money, all this dog bucks probably went right back up his nose. So, anyway, Visser, I don't know. It's news to me. Anyway, I was talking about pretty well being pulled over by the pigs. I'm going to go ahead and finally get, after an hour, I'm going to go ahead and get to Richard Barrett. Now, Richard Barrett was a lawyer from New Jersey. If you go ahead and read this stuff, even the niggers, Medgar Evers' brother said that, Richard Barrett ain't a real racist. He's just going ahead and saying that for money. It's a hell of a deal when even niggers know that you're a fraud. You know what I mean? You're not a white supremacist. You're just a thieving lawyer. And that's about what it boils down to. In the case of Richard Barrett, I used to have on my old links forum. Let me go ahead and go to it. Well, I used to go ahead and go to, when I drove a truck, I used to haul a lot of what they called Jersey produce. Jersey produce is garbage. Just pick up garbage from Lyndhurst, New Jersey, and the mafia or whatever had gone ahead and bought this old farm or something like that, and used his landfill 28 miles northeast of Louisville, Kentucky. And the people probably didn't like their groundwater being poisoned or anything like that, by all this New York City and New Jersey garbage. Lyndhurst used to be part of that's where the Hindenburg went down. Used to be part of the Meadowlands, the real flat plains where you have all these tall, 8, 9, 10 foot swamp grasses growing. As a result, Lyndhurst now sticks up about a couple hundred yards from all this garbage that they went ahead and landfilled. Same with Staten Island. Staten Island is bigger than what it used to be because you end up having all this garbage that's landfilled there, filling up. Same with Lyndhurst, New Jersey. They got tired of putting it there, and they'd have trucks driving. And it was not only Burlington; it was a whole bunch of people. It was Heartland Express out of Sioux City, Iowa. They take meat to Hunts Point, and they take garbage back to get the hell out of New York. And you want to get the hell out of New York. Happiness is seeing New Jersey in your rearview mirror. Crossing the Delaware Water Gap on I-80, at 4:30 local time as you watch New Jersey explode with all these people getting the hell out of New Jersey, too. And you just cross the Delaware Water Gap, and you're in Pennsylvania, and you got a 800-mile trip to Louisville, Kentucky, and you want to Federal Express it and make plenty of money. Getting the hell out of New York City. New York City sucks. It's an awful place to drive a truck. Anyway, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and go to my old link. And we'll go to PastorLinstead.org. Could go to WhiteNationalist.org/Linstead, but I'll go to PastorLinstead.org. And what happens is I'm going to go ahead and repeat. I'm going to go ahead and read what I used to say about Richard Barrett before 2005, before I ended up having a fight with that worthless bastard. Essentially, what he would do as a lawyer, he threatened to sue you if you called yourself a white nationalist or anything like that. Well, I copyrighted the word nationalist. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, you stupid, you lying bastard. So let me go ahead and go to the old links section. Okay, Linstead's old links. You know, it has LLINKS here. It's from, before May 2nd, 2005. I was about to go ahead and I created a white nationalist webpage. Yeah, I had a, marklinstead.org. And while I was in jail, these people went ahead and cyber squatted on, on there. But, okay. Under that, Crossstar, the Nationalist Movement homepage, is a content-rich site best taken in its entirety by going to the sitemap. This worldwide webpage actively recruits skinheads and other white activists, though discipline and self-control are expected of any members affiliated with it. The first officer, Richard Barrett, says he is a decorated war hero of the Vietnam War and has since used his talents as a lawyer to file suit to remove liberal hate sites from having taxpayer-supported college funding. See, Richard Barrett, would certainly, to his own horn about what a wonderful lawyer and, what his wonderful cases were in front of the Supreme Court. And they weren't in front of the Supreme Court. They'd get up to what, I think the Fifth Circuit, Mississippi. Barrett has also ran for political office several times and has placed a nonfiction work, The Commission, on this worldwide webpage. And then I went ahead and added this caveat. However, many white nationalists consider Barrett to be a pederast, and Barrett simply can't resist dumping on rival white nationalist leaders and exulting in their persecution by the evil empire. Thus, Barrett is looked upon as a probable self-serving traitor. What happens is that, hey, I had enough of Richard Barrett. I went ahead and read this stuff, and essentially Richard Barrett, from my gather, had a lawsuit against Jim Giles, of all people. Oh, stupid little shit. And Pearl, Mississippi, from where I used to drive a truck, it used to be the only place in the Tyson food plant here which hired all niggers and didn't have any beaters. I mean, I don't care if it was Cummings, Georgia, all the way to Springdale / Chickendale. Every single plant was run by beaters. Well, had beaters in it, except for Pearl, Mississippi, which had, the only one which had niggers in it. And that's where Barrett moved to. He used to live in western Arkansas around West Memphis. And he went ahead and he lives around where Jim Giles are, around Pearl, Mississippi, which is a mid-sized town, but pretty well it's 90% or better nigger down there. Well, anyway, let's see what I have to say about him there. Cross Stars, The Nationalist Movement homepage is a content-rich site best taken this time by going to St. Map. Okay, receipts, they're here. And, as the self-proclaimed, and I changed the first faggot, Richard Barrett, uses his talent as a lawyer to file suit against genuine white nationalists who despise the corn-holing son of Belial. Barrett has also run for political office several times, always loses because nobody is stupid enough to vote for the lying creep, and has placed an onanistic work of fiction in the commission to explain why it doesn't think it is a real piece of work. Most white nationalists consider Barrett to be a pederast, and Barrett simply can't resist dumping on rival white nationalist leaders and exulting in their persecution by the evil empire. This lying mamzer dumped on me when I was in the jail nut house, whining about my contempt for faggots like Barrett and called me a child molester and a nut. Therefore, I look forward to a day when this self-serving traitor is made to eat its lying bitch words and its testicles, if any. You see, when I finally end up going ahead and get internet access, this lying piece of shit said that I was totally insane and a child molester, and went ahead and simply wrote a bunch of, you know, very nasty things about me. And, you know, that's exactly what Richard Barrett was. He was, you know, anyway, I can't remember what else here. Okay. Well, he was going ahead and talking, and essentially he had a fight with Edgar Steele, a different lawyer. Edgar Steele supposedly was wanting to go ahead and sue the worthless bastard, but Edgar Steele's out of Idaho and California. How's he going to go ahead and deal with the rest of them in there? So essentially I went ahead and had a link. But here I am looking at this bastard, and he's going ahead and talking shit about me. You know what I mean? I mean, deliberately stomping on me while I'm in jail. While I'm in that house. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as I looked at him, he was a total piece of shit. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go to Stumble In. I've had people, I had some character go ahead and say, Martin List that dies, that's a good thing, you know, blah, 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 blah. If you go ahead and take a picture of Richard Barrett, if you go ahead and take a picture, you know, of the nigger that goes ahead, let me tell you, I was locked up for a year in jail, but I was locked up also in a year in the nut house. And let me just tell you, if you see, you know, you see a nigger that looks like that here, that nigger is a faggot. That nigger is a total faggot. Because what happens is that niggers who are faggots, they want everybody to know that they're faggots, because what they like is they like having, you know, the sex here. They like having homosexual sex. This nigger, I mean, he has all the tattoos. He has all the little look here to where, oh, my God, I mean, he just looks like that nigger is about to bat his little nigger, you know, cork, you know, black eyes. That nigger is a faggot nigger. You can just tell by looking at him here. You know, you can tell him if you listen to him. Now, I've seen them, and essentially they want to have sex. Now, way back, it used to be, you know, places like Missouri, Texas here, these faggots in these jails, if they got caught cornholing each other, why, they would have another charge for sodomy. But 2003, the Supreme Court, Texas versus Lawrence, said that sodomy was a constitutional right. Yeah, you know, imagine that. Well, since it's constitutional right, you can't go ahead and throw them in jail for, you know, for sodomy no more. Guess what? Guess what they're doing? You know, it's no longer, you know, it's a disciplinary infraction, but, you know, hey, that's what these people do. So as a result, you end up having this. Now, Richard Barrett, what he would do is he'd have all these skinheads, and that's why they called him pederast. He couldn't really be charged with sodomy so much. He could be charged, but essentially, he's a lawyer. You know, he's not molesting. He's not molesting this underage. He's going ahead and dealing with these wigger skinhead punks and setting up a school for them. Well, I can imagine how they're paying the tuition. But I guess he went ahead and ran out, you know, wigger skinhead punks in, and he went ahead and found this faggot nigger. He's a lawyer from New Jersey. You know, the niggers don't believe he's a real white supremacist. I bet I don't think that nigger did either. And from what I gather, something happened. Homosexuals, you know, love killing each other. And as a result, they go ahead and if you want to go ahead and look at, you know, it's Linstead Links, you know, Linstead Links is the new links I was reading from. The Rogue Gallery is an old one. I haven't really updated my webpage for a long, 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 long time because it's easier to do it via the bulletin. Okay? Anyway, that nigger is a faggot. I mean, if, you know, you don't have to go to prison or a nut house to go ahead and see nigger faggots. If you want to go ahead, you know, check out what nigger faggots look like and how they act. There was this Jew, Adam Sandler. I got to see this movie. It was a remake of this Burt Reynolds movie called The Longest Yard. And they have the cheerleader, you know, be a bunch of faggots here. And these nigger faggots, niggers don't have a problem with sodomy. Niggers sodomize each other, even if the nigger thinks he's a heterosexual. Niggers sodomize each other all the time. They take, they receive. A nigger is just nothing more than a life support for a cock. That nigger, a picture of a nigger, you know, if you don't have to go to prison, to, you know, or be in that house to understand that that is a faggot nigger. Just go ahead and check out. If you really got to prove it to yourself, check out The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, and you can go ahead and see what faggot niggers do. I mean, it's a stereotype. I mean, it's a stereotype of prison life, but, you know, faggot niggers, I mean, they act the same way. Now, what they do, by being open faggot niggers, what they do is that essentially they're advertising. And they're advertising to keep, you know, people like me, you know, I mean, I didn't hide that I was a Klansman and Aryan Nations and heterosexual, even though I was accused of, you know, kissing my grandson's penis. I mean, you know, nobody understood. I mean, essentially, you know, every nigger thinks every white man's a Klansman anyway, you know, even the most faggiest ones here. But they end up, they're advertising, and essentially they're saying, hey, look, I'm a faggot nigger, so, you know, hey, if you're a white heterosexual male or Klansman here, you know, I mean, get away from me here. I mean, I'm not going to go to prison for shanking or beating your ass here or being put in the hole, but you stay away from me. You know what I mean? And conversely, by going ahead and saying they're, you know, they're faggot niggers, they go ahead and find all the wiggers and the rest of them who want to, you know, wiggers and other niggers who want to cornhole them there. So they do advertise. You know, that nigger who went ahead and, you know, I ain't going to say allegedly. I know dang well he went ahead and shanked Barrett. And, you know, Barrett probably asked for something he shouldn't have, or he was just an asshole. You know, Barrett was an asshole. Maybe the nigger got pissed off or he didn't get enough money here. But, hey, this is not like Terry LaBlanche, where you have farm-working niggers go ahead and accuse somebody of making a sexual thing here. Barrett was a big, you know, Barrett was known as a big faggot. And I guess he couldn't find any white skinhead dicks, so he just had to have dicks, so he found him a nigger. You know, a nigger faggot went ahead and poked him with something, you know, other than his dick, and Barrett died. And just like, you know, just like all these smart criminal nigger geniuses here, the nigger's already been in prison, you know, for assault or something like that, the nigger figures out, well, hey, If I go ahead and set fire to Barrett's house and bury it in it, you know, with the dead, you know, lawyer faggot in it, why, you know, I mean, he'll go ahead and burn up the body, and therefore they won't see the blood, you know, he'll go ahead and burn up the blood, and he'll go ahead and burn up the body. So he set fire to the house. Well, by setting fire to the house, well, hey, everybody knows something's wrong. Here comes the fireman, and, you know, shit, old Barrett ain't burned up all the way, and guess what? They see the stab wounds, and guess what? They arrest the nigger faggot. Now the nigger faggot's in jail. Now, I have no use for, you know, I have no use for Richard Barrett. I'm sort of glad, well, they're 14 or 15 times more likely to have AIDS and herpes and the rest of the stuff here. Well, they found out that, you know, wiggers have a 2%, you know, I mean, Scandinavians have about 16% resistance to AIDS because it don't grab the retrovirus. They found out that because they had all these blue-eyed blonde faggots who were sucking and fucking and doing the rest of the stuff, and they didn't die, but their Latino and nigger, you know, butt buddies were croaking of AIDS right and left. So they wonder, well, why are these people who are affected by AIDS, why aren't they dying of AIDS? And the answer of it is they found out that, you know, about an average of 2% of the white people, well, in America, you know, and in Scandinavia, it's 16%. Their gene just doesn't go ahead and grab hold of, you know, just doesn't grab hold of the retrovirus. You know, but niggers, they're not immune to it. You know, beaners aren't. And, you know, the farther south and east and wherever you go, away from Scandinavia, they don't have it. And that's why the niggers, they do believe that it was, you know, it was a CIA-made plot, and I've heard AIDS is a Jew-made plot. But, you know, shoot, don't screw niggers. First of all, you're not supposed to. Yahweh says it. Second of all, you should be disgusted, you know, by the even thought of it here. I mean, shoot, it'd be, you know, it'd be just as nice, just like screwing a baboon here. It's dangerous. It's stupid. You know, you ain't supposed to be doing that. First of all, you ain't supposed to be thinking of doing that. You know, but Richard Barrett, I mean, he was a faggot. He didn't obey Yahweh's law. He hated Yahweh. He was just a poser. He was just a fraud. All he did was go ahead and cause trouble. Now, I ain't too crazy about Jim Giles, because Jim Giles went ahead and supported Alex Linder and, you know, ambushed old Fade, and I'm sort of annoyed at Fade because he's an intellectual pussy. But on the other hand, I mean, you know, Richard Barrett's a total piece of shit. There was no redeeming qualities of that piece of shit. He was a Zogbot. You know, I'm glad the bastard's dead. Now, I don't believe he's burning in hell forever and ever and ever. If I did believe he was burning in hell forever and ever and ever, I'd probably drive down to Mississippi and piss on that old bastard's grave. But, you know, maybe Jim Charles could do it for me. that ought to serve him right here. But there was absolutely no redeeming characteristic of, you know, for Richard Barrett. You know, listen, you idiot four fags. You know, don't give me this crap about not talking bad about the dead like old Von Blumens did. Look, dumbass, I mean, shoot, there's a lot of people who think you're a Jew. And whining about, fat, you know, a faggot lawyer Zogbots dying and making, you know, whining about that like a pussy. Well, hey, I mean, shoot. Now, you don't understand, you know, don't claim your Christian identity. I mean, I can't see how anybody who's Christian identity, you know, would have anything good to say about a faggot, you know, who went ahead and got killed as a result of what he deserved. You go ahead and you screw up niggers. You screw up faggot niggers. You deserve whatever the hell you get. You know what I mean? You know, you don't need to go ahead and have, you know, protection from HIV. You just don't have nothing to do with niggers. Why would anybody want to have anything to do with niggers and mamzers and beaners and Jews? I mean, what good are they? If they're not the spawn of Satan, they're the beasts of the field. You know, there's some people who believe that they were actually created by Satan, not on the sixth day, like Comparé believes. I'm really a Comparé believer. You know, Comparé is good enough for me, and I'm not really interested in learning anything new. Comparé is good enough for me. You know, if he says the non-whites are the six-day beast of the field, that's enough here. But there is some evidence, and, you know, shoot, you know, maybe Satan has 200 angels who you read about in Jasher and Enoch miscegenating with white women, you know, in Genesis chapter 6. Jasher chapter 6, I forget what book, you know, chapter is in Enoch, because I haven't read as much Enoch as I have read Jasher and, you know, Genesis. But why in the world would you want anything to do with them here? If you're married to one woman, why in the world do you need to worry about AIDS? You don't have to worry about AIDS if you end up being, you know, have trumped up charges against you, get sent to prison. Now, As a result, according to that, because they were trying to tell me, they were trying to get me to take an AIDS test, and I said, I don't need no damn AIDS test. Well, you've been locked up for 72 hours or greater. I said, well, I don't need no damn AIDS test. I don't have AIDS. I ain't doing anything to get AIDS. You know what I mean? I wasn't really mean or rude to the niggers. I made it quite clear that, you know, hey, I was an Aryan Nations pastor and a Klansman and a white supremacist. And, no, I really didn't want anything to do with them here, if at all possible. You can be polite with it. I mean, they know, you know, see, they suspect every white man's a Klansman. You know what I mean? If you go ahead and admit you're a Klansman, at least they'll respect you for your honesty, because they think, you know, even the biggest faggot, you know, even the biggest wigger faggot is a Klansman. So you tell them is that, you know, shoot, I really don't like you people. I really don't want anything to do with it. I'm not really your buddy. You know what I mean? You know, don't come to me for anything here. You know, I ain't going to give you any trouble. I'm not going to burn a cross or nothing. You know, I just don't want anything to do with you. And that's, you know, that's about the only way to act, because niggers expect you to act that way. You know, I mean, they don't trust anybody who pretends to like niggers. Hell, niggers don't like niggers. You know what I mean? So, leave them people alone. Don't have anything to do with them. Yeah, well. anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get to, Kurt Maynard. Now, Kurt Maynard, I knew what Kurt Maynard was. He was a miscegenator. Kurt Maynard didn't deny miscegenation. And he went ahead and showed up on Stumbling, and I was trying to go ahead, and essentially he went ahead and says, hey, look, I mean, it was not very good for me. And this was when he ended up divorcing his, from my guess, the Beaner wife wanted a divorce here. And from my guess, she was a very smart Beanerist here. She had a chemical engineering degree from Dow Chemical, and he was just a nurse's aide. And I don't know, maybe she's the world's smartest Beaner. He ended up having two little mudlets by her. I mean, I used to tell him is that, I know we think you don't believe in telegony, but a lot of us farmers do. And when you end up having some wigger putting his dick in a mudus or a gucus or whatever, I just simply say, is that you stupid wigger, you got inverse male telegony here. You know, that coontang juice went ahead and it went up your pecker here and it rotted out your stupid brain. That's what it did. You're not supposed to be doing that sort of thing here. So, yeah, run out your stupid brain. Why are you thinking of such a stuff here? Now, Kurt Maynard, he knew better. He knew he shouldn't have done it, but, hey, just like all these other, he's just like a faggot, they're addicted to their own dick. I can maybe see when you're, 18 or 19 or 20 or whatever, but there comes a time here when, the head at the top of your shoulder is supposed to be the one that rules, not the one between your leg. You're going to get in trouble here. That's the head you're supposed to think with here. In any case, he got in trouble. I was trying to go ahead and be buddies with him. And then he went ahead and he wrote some crap about Christian. And then he came up with this thing about how William Fink had been sent to prison in 1996 for acceding to corruption. He went ahead and printed this 1996 New York Times article to where he went on ahead and supposedly murdered a criminal Puerto Rican. And that's what Fink told me. Well, look, I don't really give a crap. William Fink went ahead and killed a mudlet. I'm sort of glad he decided not to become a pig no more because I hate pigs. I'd kill every single damn last one of them. But William Fink ain't a pig no more. He's on the other side. So I don't really, he's on our side, and I don't really give a crap if he went ahead and killed a damn Puerto Rican Beaner. Who cares? He got 12 years for it. Shoot. He's paid a lot more for getting caught, than anything I could say to him. And I'm not going to say anything to him here. You could have done better not to get caught, but I think he's smart enough to figure that out. So anyway, he talked this shit, and then the slime bastard went ahead and was talking about Pastor Dersinsky here instead of naming my name here. How dishonest I was. Well, look at you, slime bastard. You can't even spell my name right. So from what I get, it was some Eastern European, Eastern Orthodox man who was bitch about Christianity and, supposedly my genocide or something here. Look, idiots. 100, it says in the Bible most Wiggers are going to die in this great tribulation. Certainly all these muds and mamsers and Jews. Yahweh don't need them. In Matthew 15:13, he says that every plant that has not been planted by my Father shall be uprooted. That means these mamsers. So Kurt Maynard, he did wrong. He did wrong. And the end result of it, it caught up with him. It caught up with him. Now, thank God he went ahead and took out the Mamsriff here and shot a few other muds. But here he is fleeing for his life here, and he has to go ahead and instead of shooting a pig, he goes ahead and he blows his own head off. And he ended up paying for his crimes. He paid for his crimes. He did sort of go out sort of like a man here, but he wouldn't have had to do that if he wouldn't have been screwing this damn Mamsriff in the first place. He was quite intelligent. He's quite intelligent. He picked up on stuff here, and this pro thing, he's bitching because I'm going to go ahead and reprint a thing about, I go ahead and reprint a thing about Kurt Mann. I didn't even know what the hell he was bitching about first here, and we don't have a quarrel. Well, no, I mean, the one who goes ahead and made a ass out of himself is this Mike Delaney fellow. But, I'm pretty well talking about Kurt Maynard right now. Kurt Maynard screwed up. And he ended up going ahead and dying for it. Now, that, I think, is as it should be. You go ahead and you violate the weight of the sin.
Hello?
The weight of the sin. Who's this? Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Who's this?
Well, you're calling in to my show. You don't know who this is?
No.
Okay. Are you Northeast Wisconsin?
I just came on. I just heard your voice. I just heard your voice on my Skype line.
My Skype line. I have no idea how you got my how my talk show program got on.
I think I'm.
Are you playing games with me? Well, I guess he got off. In any case. I think this guy went ahead and made a wrong connection. Anyway, the wages of sin are death. And, what he did was not going to have a good conclusion. He went ahead and bred two muds, two little abominations. And as a result, they're still alive. Well, maybe you can't really expect someone to go ahead and kill his own flesh and blood, even though he sinned in bringing them into the world. So I guess, I'm not the one that judges Kurt Maynard. Yahweh is, and also the end result of his actions. And he screwed up, and he died as a result of it. Now, Kurt Maynard could have been a far greater man without that sin. Sort of like Samson. But Samson, at least, the Philistines were white. There was really no law against it, although it was rightfully frowned upon because you weren't supposed to go ahead and screw outside your tribe, much less outside your nation. But the Philistines were white. This Mamzerus wasn't white. So he did wrong. He did very much wrong. And I sort of mourn because, the problem was is that he could have been a great man in the movement. He was quite intelligent. He had his ear to the ground. And what he's been saying about Delaney or something like that, it turns out to be true. But on the other hand, he did wrong. And he paid the price for it. He paid the price for it. Okay? The other should be on. But in any case, I feel sort of sorry for, Kurt Maynard, but on the other hand, you don't feel sorry for someone who ended up getting what he ended up deserving. And that's exactly what he ended up deserving. There was nothing. You go ahead, you screw a non-white female or a non-white male if you're a faggot like Richard Barrett is. There's not going to be, chances are there's not going to be any good result from it. And there certainly wasn't as well as Kurt Maynard. But I'm not his pastor. And the problem of it is that, I was trying to go ahead and be nice to Kurt Maynard, but essentially he went ahead and he came up with some crap here, and he really didn't hurt me or fake any. As long as you spell my name right, although they didn't spell my name right, it don't really matter. But hence the thing is that faggot, nigger, fuckbots, and miscegenators are killing our great bowel movement leadership. And that's exactly what happened, is that their own stupidity is what killed them. That's wrong. Not Zog, their own stupidity, their own sins, their own licentiousness killed them. And I really can't go ahead and I don't have any tears for Richard Barrett. I have a little bit of regrets you know, for Kurt Maynard, because he was given a good deal of talents and he pissed them away. He went ahead and, you know, got it, you know, because of what he did, he went ahead and got in trouble. So anyway, that's pretty well the problem. See, when you've been in the movement as long as I have, you have seen every single Zogbot, an agent provocateur, an idiot and fool to where, I mean, you know, they act like, well, hey, I'm a criminal genius here. You can't go ahead. You're slandering. You're libeling me. No, I've seen you before. I've seen, if not 100, I've seen at least 6 or 7 or 8 of you like that before. And, you know, I know what's going to come out. I know it's going to come out of your mouth even before you know what's going to come out of your mouth. I've seen it before. There is no surprise. None whatsoever. You know, that's why people go ahead and listen to it, because, you know, I mean, if Zog lasted, you know, 15 more years, and it's not. Things are in very bad shape. In Arizona, the Goldman Sachs here, essentially, Goldman Sachs is stealing. A bunch of thieving Jews stealing. Well, what else is new? I mean, that's what's going to happen when they come up with a constitution. That's what the half Jew Alexander Hamilton had planned. Was the Jews be able to go ahead and buy up all the stock of the central bank, and they go ahead and send out and, you know, skim off right from the goyim. That's what Alexander Hamilton had planned with the first bank of the United States. And the founding felon, George I, Washington, wanted to let him do it. Oh, it's for the troops who went ahead and fought in the revolution. No, it ain't. These speculators, these lying Jews, these thieves ripped off these veterans because they didn't think they were going to go ahead and get paid. So they got for pennies on the dollar. The constipation bill of goods was nothing more than a plot, like Patrick Henry said, to centralize all of the white men, all the 13 colonies. All colonies would come. One constitution to rule them all. One constitution to bind them, one constitution to bring them all, and under Satan's administration, bind them. You know, to go ahead and sort of paraphrase J.R.R. Tolkien. I mean, that's exactly what they had planned. Alexander Hamilton had planned. So why in the world are you surprised when Goldman Sachs does the same thing? You know, second thing is that in Arizona, the Whiggers and finally decide that they can't afford to pay for all these damn thieving beaners. So they went ahead and passed the law, and now they're talking, the first nigger's talking about how they're going to go ahead and find it unconstitutional. They're going to go ahead and do all this other shit. You know, so, in any case, I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Northeast Wisconsin.
Talk so.
Unless you have something to say. In any case, you know, this Northeast Wisconsin and the rest of them, I mean, they are, essentially, they're just, yeah, young up. You know what I mean? I mean, these people, they show up, they come in, you know, they come in to cause trouble. So this ProThink. Look, you know, look, ProThink, Mike Delaney. I mean, I went ahead and looked at your thing here after, you know, I went ahead and listened to it here. It wasn't me that got on to you. It was old Obadiah, whatever. And the guy is essentially another one of these little criminals. He lies to me about how he didn't call me up. You know, he didn't call me up on one of my early shows and say that he traveled across the United States to administer honor court beatdown. You dumbass. You don't go ahead and say you're going to go ahead and administer a home invasion and assault on somebody who don't like you. You don't do this crap. But Obadiah, being another criminal, you know, being a Whigger criminal, or he thinks he's a white criminal, goes ahead and gets down, and, you know, he ends up having ProThink, or Mike Delaney, admit that his buddy, Quest, although he's not a Jew, he's a Turkish Mediterranean Mamzer of some sort. what are you doing with Mamzers? Why do you need Mamzers for? And I think this Mike Delaney, this pro think, is indeed an agent provocateur. He ended up having some old stuff from old sci-fi Faber. I love sci-fi as an agent provocateur. The man was really stupid for age, you know, government work. They might be, you know, but I mean, you have all these people who want to be something here. That's the problem. I mean, I've seen Joe Johnson. I don't think Joe Johnson was an agent provocateur, but he's a little man. Just like a bunch of these people. You know, this James and Jeff, they want power. They don't want to give their name, but they want power to go ahead and tell white men what to do. Why? Why in the world do you want to go ahead and tell? You know, first of all, it's really none of your business. You go ahead and you try to tell white people what to do, how to live their lives. They ought to be able to go ahead and poke out an eye or notch your nose or geld you for daring to interfere with their families. See, that's the evil of its pig. He wants to go ahead and he wants to tell all sorts of lies in order to go ahead and get money for revenue. He ain't getting his way. No, he's just like a little jukel going ahead and trying to go ahead and scare this old wise ram into fleeing so they can go ahead and bite and harry, and rip them out, rip them out whole new asshole from the rear, and, guess what? This wise old ram ain't having it here. Evil people do evil because they're evil. Some cases, they're the spawn of Satan. In other cases, because they're just weak, bad people who've been gone ahead and, destroyed. Their minds have been destroyed by indoctrination in Zog schools. And they think they're oh so wise. They think they're intellectuals because they're smarter than God and dumber than dirt. So I'm seeing this, old Fruit Loop Visser here. I'm looking out on this earth screen. Says, I'm still waiting for the official announcement from CPM. Answer: there's not no official announcement from CPM. Essentially, everything that I and other people have been saying about Visser is true. Visser got caught. But now the old Fruit Loop, he goes ahead and he has to imitate Pete Peters. Why in the world can't you go ahead and use your own real face and own real name? Why do you have to hide behind some avatar or something like that, pretend to be Pete Peters? I bet Pete Peters. I mean, Pete Peters has leadership ability. Pete Peters, I disagree about Pete Peters, but I don't give Pete Peters trouble. I mean, if I want to go ahead and go to his Memorial Day thing over in Branson, I promise to behave myself, and I keep my word. But on the other hand, I don't really need to go there. I mean, the better ones will become dual seed line. They'll get tired of Pete Beater. They'll get tired of his pet Jew, Charles Weissman. They'll get tired of his Nigger of the Month. Like this guy from Mississippi. He didn't much care for Pete Beater's Nigger of the Month. He wasn't too crazy about his Jew either. I told him a little bit about, dual seed line. Maybe he's become dual seed line. Who knows? But here's old Fruit Loop as admin saying, we won't be making one, Rick. So in other words, he knows the name of Idiot Father 6. And I don't know. I think Idiot Father 6 may have been a prison guard who used to go ahead and look after Visser. If anything killed TV... That's another name, is they use PV, as in Pastor Visser. Visser's so clever. Visser is the cleverest little thing that Visser thinks here. I mean, he's just like any other little meth goober. Every little meth goober. I've seen meth goobers. I was sort of friends with one for a little while. They went ahead and borrowed money that, I told Roxy not to loan, and she didn't listen to me, and she loaned him $800, and she lost the $800. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. So look, woman, you didn't do what I told you to do, so hey, yeah, you lost the $800. And he got accused of molesting his stepdaughters, but I don't know if he did that or not, but he got into the meth. People get into meth, they don't have, there's nothing there except for them with meth here. If anything killed TV, he has a little book that he calls TV here. See, PV, you know, I don't know if there is actually a Fruit Loop, you know, Visser. Old Fruit Loop Visser may be just another little drug-induced, you know, sidekick or alter ego of Visser. It wasn't niggers or Jews or cops. It was his church, the website, and the ungrateful leeches he surrounded himself with. Admin. Well, okay. Well, look, Visser, why don't you blame me? But no, you're not going to blame me. You're going to go ahead and blame the people who sort of stuck by you. It was his church. Really? Well, who's responsible for this, you know, for your church? This website. Who is responsible for your website? Visser? Well, you are. And the ungrateful leeches he surrounded himself with. Well, you know, look, Visser, I mean, you really weren't much. I mean, at the age of 10, you were already pretty well acting up, and guess what? Your parents went ahead and doped you up. And you found out that you liked dope, and you got addicted to it. And essentially, you weren't a great thinker, but you're glib. I mean, you can't really be a criminal and be a doctor. You can be a criminal and sort of be a lawyer. I mean, most people say lawyers are criminals, but it's sort of difficult. Of all the professions, the easiest one for a criminal to go ahead and get into is the ministry. And essentially, I mean, I've seen people like Visser. I've seen them, and you know, I've seen the thing as that. You know, I mean, these quote ex addicts are sort of like ex addicts, like George Bush or Dumbia is an ex cokehead and ex drunkard. I mean, they're still addict. They're still an addict. They're addictive personality, same way with Visser. So, I mean, I should have kept my mouth shut. Should have kept my mouth shut in September. Last September. So I'm glad that this thing is sort of ending. You know, I'm glad this thing is sort of ending. I don't know. Maybe Visser went ahead and showed a bit of balls and simply told the feds and said, hey, guess what? take my brand new server, take my brand new V-Bulletin something or another here. Because, this, you're not fooling anybody. If you go from having to, you know, put, you know, because I went ahead and looked for Visser's old stuff here, and it was on every free forum. And sometime in January, Visser came into some money. In a previous show, over stumbling, he said, well, hey, I got plenty of money. I finally decided to use a tithe. Well, when I talked to you, when we were big buddies, early last year, you were talking about how you were broke, how the Georgia, you know, Child Protective Services was nosing around, so you had to go ahead and, you know, send your wife and your children to her parents, her Roman Catholic parents, and how Brian Wright didn't help you out. You know, somebody, you know, did help you out. You know, people that, you know, Brian Wright and the rest called Mamsers. And he had, you know, he went ahead and charged the Roman Catholic, you know, the Roman Catholic father-in-law and mother-in-law with kidnapping or something like that. And I don't think that thing went very far. But look, Visser, I mean, you're not very smart. Anybody who has children is not smart going ahead and gloating about somebody losing their children as a result of lies. Not smart at all. Because I might feel for you a little bit, you know, something happens to your family, but not really. I mean, look, Visser, you're just a weak man. You're just a weak-minded, weak-willed man, and I am glad and I hope that you will finally retire. I mean, it's time for you to leave. Just go ahead and leave those sermons, the good ones that you made. Leave them. leave them on the Library of Congress. I don't know if you're even able to take them off. Leave them because, hey, some of them are good. But, you know, shoot, I really couldn't stand to listen to them anymore, knowing what kind of man you were. I really couldn't. Now, if you want to view that as criticism, yeah, it is criticism. I mean, we have enough liars, enough thieves, and the, you know, enough criminals. How many more do we need? Now, for all these people who say, well, this city's an Asian provocateur ego now or something like that, well, hey, if you think I'm an Asian provocateur, don't talk to me. Stay safe. I don't really need to know who you are. I don't want to know who you are. Unless you're somebody who writes real good stuff, you know, I've printed Jim Floyd. I've printed Luke Lavelle in. I knew Luke Lavelle's real name, and he got screwed by Jews, so he asked it to be changed to Luke Lavelle, and I did it. I've printed a number of people. I'm printing a guy named June, who's sort of Chris John Daddy. I mean, if you have some talent, by all means, let it out, but I don't need to know who you are. I don't want to know who you are. That's the good thing about this Internet. Now, the thing about this is that, as a result, you know, for example, you know, with my lawsuit against Vogue, they, you know, I mean, Alex Jones here. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of people bitch about Alex Jones. I really, to be honest, I've never listened to Alex Jones. I mean, there's just so much craziness. I mean, I've been in the movement long enough that if, you know, there's two ways of going ahead and paying for a commercial program. One is to sell crap. It's to sell colloidal silver. It's to sell wheat berries for 5 or 10 times to little old ladies who don't know jack crap about it, you know, who don't know enough to just go to a feed store and buy themselves, you know, wheat. And then in order to keep the bugs out of it, go ahead and buy, you know, go ahead and get an old, you know, tore out refrigerator and fill the thing up, 80% of the way. And then what you do is you buy you some dry ice. And that dry ice will go ahead and melt. It'll form carbon dioxide, and it'll make those bugs in the wheat inert. You know what I mean? So in short, you go ahead and buy, you know, for instead of, you know, paying $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 for, wheat berries, you can go ahead and spend... You can go ahead and spend, you know, get an old tore out, a big old chest freezer and buy $50 worth of feed wheat or seed wheat. Well, it's a little bit more. It's higher now, but, you know, it used to be cheaper. You know, or go to some farmer here and pay him double what he'd go ahead and get from the local farmers co-op. And, you know, if you need to, go ahead and run through a fan. But in many cases, don't bother. Just go ahead and put it, put it in bags or, you know, feed bags or burlap bags or no bags or better yet, put it in a, you know, two liter pop bottle, because then when it's filled with heat, it won't sweeten, it won't have enough air. And put it in the back of a, you know, put it in the back of a case or old thing here. And then if you got an old refrigerator, go over to the grocery store and buy about $5 worth of dry ice, and then put it out. And then what you do is you close the lid on the old chest freezer, and what you do is you put a tire or something on it here so it won't get out, so it makes a seal. And when it does that. I mean, you end up having what you spend $1,500. Or for colloidal silver, just buy 2 silver, you know, rounds, a 9-volt battery, alligator clips, and make your own colloidal silver. But what happens to Republic Broadcasting and the rest of them here, John Stadmiller, you know, that is what they do on the shortwave. They sell crap. That's why Kurt Saxon didn't last very long, because he told them that they were selling crap. he said, hey, look, I mean, Kurt Sachs, he just go ahead and, get these books from 1800 and scan them in and put them out on a DVD and says, hey, look, go ahead and buy my DVD of how people lived in the 1800s, without, expensive machinery, without refrigeration, how they went ahead and saved, stored food without need of anything, hardly. Same way that most men, men and women have saved themselves storing food. You go ahead and buy that. Yeah, guess what? He didn't last very long on Republic Radio because he was telling people he was just too honest for his own good. And he told them they're buying crap. So there's two ways these places pay for themselves. I call them the Patriots, PAYTIOTS here. Essentially, they're selling crap to idiots for overprices, and that's how they pay for it. The second way, like BNNF and Stormfront and the rest of them, they pay for it by essentially taking just a little bit out of the petty cash drawer of the Department of Homeland Security. And essentially, whatever you go ahead and send Trader Glenn Miller or something like that, it's just beer money for them. Same way with Don Black. He ends up going ahead. He makes probably a slightly comfortable living, but he doesn't make, he's pretty well paid for by the Department of Homeland Security. And that's the way these people run things. Follow the money. Now, on the case of TalkShoe, well, I'm making a free call, from a cell phone. Cell phone's already paid for. It's an extra line, so it costs me $10 extra, and I don't really use minutes most of the time, the prime time minutes. So this is prime time, and this talks to you. It's free. It's buggy, but it's free. And, if you want to go ahead and see the exact opposite of my program, Harold Covington, he has a very good program, Radio Free Northwest. And I recommend that anybody who's serious, go ahead and download it. It is a good, high-quality show, unlike mine. Me, I just go ahead and get on the phone, and I yak until I get tired of yakking. And if you don't like what you hear, well, don't listen to it. If you don't like what I write, don't read it. I have nothing to go ahead and, prove to anybody because, hey, I've been around the block quite a few times. And I don't know anybody who was around in 1994, 1995. I have the same old enemies, like Red Mike Vanderkuyt. Well, Red Mike, he's having a fit because the LaRoucheites and the Nazis and me and people like that, they know he's just an SPLC militia general. He's in there as all false front. The Jews, they always go ahead and they find somebody because they know that they're going to go ahead and get hammered. So they go ahead and they find a false front to go ahead and whine and scream about the Jew here. And you're right. They're the spawn of Satan. But your main problem isn't Jews. It's Uyghurs. Now, I went ahead and cleaned up some of the junk in this computer room of mine. I found the $60 tape recorder I got, so maybe we'll have some music here. I'll go ahead and play Dave Ball's Uyghur Problem, my version of it. That's going to be the theme song for it. But, I sort of end up having fun doing this program. Some cases, this time I only had one, but, this Kurt Maynard and this Richard Barrett thing came up. And, Richard Barrett, there was nothing. He's a lawyer. He was a Zogbot. He was a faggot. And he deserved, he deserved what he got. It should have happened to him sooner. I'm glad that bastard is dead. Now, I don't believe he's burned in hell because that's not the dual seed line. That's not Christian identity belief. Jim Giles, if you're listening, go ahead and piss on that bastard's grave for me. I really despise him now. Kurt Maynard, I have a little bit of respect and a lot of regret for him turning out to be what he turned out to be here. I don't I don't wish Mr. Maynard bad here. But, you know, what he did was wrong. He ended up having to pay for what he did. And it was not pretty. It was not pretty. It's a heck of a deal when you're running for your life and then you have to go ahead and blow your head off with your own shotgun. You know, that was not thought out. He just went ahead and got trapped by his own stupidity. You know, and you gotta wonder. I mean, you gotta wonder. You know, if you'd gone ahead and been in the same situation, would you be smarter or wiser? A lot of times, maybe not. Maybe not. The best thing to do. Is don't get in situations like that. If you're an Israelite, the law of Yahweh is written in your heart. Don't go ahead. And, you know, one of my favorite movies was The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino. And he goes ahead and makes the point that these people, they know they're doing wrong, but they just put a brick on their conscience. And they're barreling around doing evil. And he catches up with them. You have a conscience. You know what is right and wrong. Don't even think about doing, you know, what is wrong. And what happens is that if something bad happens to you, it's Yahweh's will. Yahweh is looking for you. He wants you to be stronger. But don't do stupid, evil things and then expect a good result, because you're not going to get a good result. You're going to get a bad result. And you might have gone ahead, you know, like Kurt Maynard, maybe feel exultant, maybe crying, you know, whining that you went ahead and killed this bitch that you were so impressed with, that you had two children with here. You know, and you know what happens is that you leave for somebody else cleaning up your mistakes, because those were weeds not planted by Yah Christ, and somebody's going to end up uprooting them. And then what you're doing is that, hey, you know, you're fleeing for your life, followed by the cops here, and you don't go ahead and shoot the pigs because you don't know if they're going to shoot straight here. You were going to go ahead and go out by suicide by the cop, and instead you go ahead and blow your own head off here. That's something that nobody, you know, no white man should go ahead and have to do here. But, you know, he ended up having to, you know, drink deep. From those bitter dregs, which ended up being the choices forced upon him by his own stupidity. And don't get in shape like that here. I feel a little sorry for Mr. Maynard. Maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe I shouldn't feel sorry. You know, he did get what he deserved. You know, and well, we all get what we deserve, because regardless of what we do, whether we're good or evil, Every single life is going to go ahead and be terminated. It's going to end up in the box. And whether or not whether you get resurrected, whether or not you get saved by the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ, will depend upon Jesus Christ. But it also depends on how you live your life. Because, you know, Yahweh and Jesus Christ are not going to reward evil people doing evil deeds, and they're not going to reward even people who should be good doing evil, stupid, idiot deeds. So, anyway. I don't know if Delaney's wife's a Jew. I don't know if Delaney's a Jew. He's, you know, sounds like a hybrid nigger, and he's sort of like an idiot. I mean, he's not too smart. You know what I mean? Anyway. So, yeah, well, you know, I don't look at Mr. Laney's thing here. I mean, this is sort of a private conversation here. Anyway, I'll go ahead and look up, you know, this thing about Visser, it showed up. I mean, I went ahead and got stopped by a lying pig searching for revenue, and the pig went ahead and figured out he wasn't going to go ahead and get any revenue. He was just going to go ahead and get trouble. You know what I mean? But I sort of think I was followed by some, you know, pig lover, and went ahead and squealed and bitched and pissed, because he didn't want to go ahead and, you know, to pass me on this narrow road filled with potholes. So he got pissed off because he was following a Geo Metro. You're out of a hilly place and sometimes only doing 25 or 30 miles an hour. That's the sort of people we got to where they go ahead and snitch you out. They narc. They go ahead and tell lies. But then again, maybe that didn't happen. Maybe that pig was just all together lying out his ass. I caught him in a couple lies. Well, you didn't stop at Diamond. I didn't go to Diamond. Well, you were crossing these lines here. No, I wasn't. There is no lines on this back road, county road. No, there's no right fog line. There's no yellow line. A lot of potholes. No lines. So, pig, you were either lying or somebody went ahead. Essentially, you're hooking for revenue, and you're not going to find none here. What you do is you go ahead, you try to, you know, trap or scare people to where they run, and then you go ahead and you murder or kill them here. And there's no such thing as a good pig. No such thing as a good lawyer. It all depends on what side you're on. And if you are enforcing evil, you're no better than one of Nimrod's little soldiers. You're no better than Orc number 666. No better at all. So, anyway, I don't know, some of you probably go ahead and listen to Think's thing yesterday. I see that Apocalypse is in, and I'd like to thank him for inviting me over to the Beer Barrel. And I sort of thought that they were dicking with me, but I went ahead and tried a different thing on my password, and it was the same, so I was able to log on. I see there's a bunch of four fag thieves, like a Star and... you know, Jake Featherstone. And the problem with them is they're over also, in addition to being moderators over Four Fag Thieves, they're also posters now over at, you know, Mutant Sperm Front, or Moot Sperm Front. So you got to wonder, what side are these people on? The answer is they're not on nobody's side here. They're just hobbyists. They play at things here. Now, I don't know, somebody, I got an email that supposedly Breck is not, you know, Breckenridge Elkins is not going to post the stumble in no more. And you got to wonder what the hell went on there. I have no idea. Guest number 24. I think it's called thebeerbarrel.net/forum or something like that. Somebody went ahead and spent, well, with the new V-Bolton, it ends up costing $280, maybe a little bit less for V-Bolton 4.0. And I don't like V-Bolton 4.0, but, I mean, they got it for what it was used for, and they got a chat box up there. They got a chat box. And they're just going to beat the band up. They're loving the heck out of it. I don't like V-Bolton 4.0, but then again, it might be because I've seen what ends up happening over at OD's, and I end up seeing what happens over on Pisser's Pussy Palace, which might be disappearing pretty soon. What they did is they just put the thing on, you know, over on the case of Pisser's Pussy Palace. They went ahead, you know, version 4.0, Visser went ahead and stuck it on RSS feeds to VNNF and to this Christian, you know, Judeo-Christian thing. So at one time they ended up having two posts from real life people and about 20 posts from VNNF here. Well, if I want to read VNNF crap, I'll go over to VNNF crap. And yes, I spy occasionally on VNNF, but the problem of it is that there's not really any intelligence, sort of like spying on Liar Bill the Clueless. You know, the man's an idiot. And so it is with Four Fags Thieves, and so it is that only less than 1 in 100 posts are of any importance. The vast majority of them are just idiocy. Wiggers and Mamsers and Jews running amok. And in any case, you know, Beer Barrel, it seems to be essentially for fun. You got a few serious posters, and I don't know, I feel sort of sorry for Breck. I don't really feel sorry for Zed because he allowed this damn Jew, Ixenbert, to run wild. And the dirty Jews call me a child molester, of course. I mean, shit, that's just, Ixenbert hates Christian identity. But he's fascinated with Nazis. And, that was the problem. There didn't need to be a brand new form. So as a result, I don't like the fact that Stumble-In, the reason Stumble-In was a very good form, is because Stumble-In was a truly free speech forum. It truly was a free speech forum. That's why I tried to go ahead and tell Fade the Butcher. Tell him to go ahead and open up his Occidental Dissent, but he don't want to do that. The reason he don't want to do that is because, guess what? He can't control the conversation. And I believe it's so bad that it's just like Harold Covington said. Whether you like Harold Covington or not, and there have been times I did not like Harold Covington, but I really appreciate the man's genius. At least he has a plan, somewhat of a plan. I don't agree with the plan, but at least he has some idea of what he wants to do and how to go ahead and go about doing it. Now, whether or not it's going to be accomplished, I don't think it is, because it's not Yahweh's will that there be a Northwest Republic. But on the other hand, if you're 25 years old and you're living in a crap hole like Arizona or Texas or Florida, move away from all them dirty beaners, because that state, your state, is going under because it has all these dirty mutts. And just like Yahweh says, the white man will be very low, the Israelite will be very low, and the non-white will be very high, because that's the curse here, because you didn't follow Yahweh's instructions. When Yahweh says you're going to be cursed for your sins, you're cursed. And nobody whines about somebody who gets what they deserve because they couldn't obey. That's what happened to Kurt Maynard. That's what happened to Richard Barrett. Oh, Richard Barrett was a piece of shit from day one. I'm glad that bastard's dead. Can't say it often enough. Reminds me of this bitch. This bitch at this nursing home. At the Nut House. She was just a nasty bitch. She tried to screw me over. And the bitch died of cancer. So I told this Samoan here, what happened to Jackie Appleby? And he said, Jackie Appleby died of cancer 3 days ago. And he said, this is the 20th time. No less than you've asked me. Why do you keep asking me what happened to Jackie Appleby? I said, I like hearing that the bitch is dead. You don't know what the hell I'm saying about here. The reason why I keep on asking you what happened to her is that I like hearing that bitch died of cancer. Totally evil bitch worked in that house. Just like a lot of these prison guards, these nut house workers, they're knuckle dragging evil thugs who go there to work for the free drugs and the free power over others. You know what I mean? Anyway, I mean, I can't do that. It's what happened to Richard Barrett? Richard Barrett's dead. He got killed by a faggot nigger here. But I like hearing it. I really like hearing it. Same with Jackie Appleby here. And he was exaggerating. I had asked him about 20 times. He got tired about the third day. What happened to Jackie Appleby, Listed, I know you're a nut house, but you're a total retard. You're one of the higher functioning ones here. Why do you keep asking me what happened to Jackie Appleby? Well, come on, I hear she's dead. besides just getting sort of old anyway, but I did like hearing that bitch was dead. Died of cancer. Oh, I love that. I love hearing that. But, say what with your parent. I love hearing that. You know what I mean? There's a few other worthless bastards here. Like Alex Flinder here, Trader Glenn Miller? Well, I'd sort of be sorry for Trader Glenn Miller because I was sort of hoping to skin that bastard out. But, there's a few people who I'd love to hear were dead. You know what I mean? Richard Barrett, I still love, you got killed by a faggot nigger. I was loving the shit out of that. But in any case, heck. You know, we'll see what goes ahead and happens stumbling. I mean, the bowel movement, the reason that people listen to it here is the bowel movement is just like Peyton Place here. But without the sort of cute women. I sort of see all these cute, you know, chicks here. Some of them drop dead gorgeous here. There's a drop dead gorgeous redhead on, you know, one of these stupid soap operas she listens to on ABC here. I'm not sure if it's dumb and the stupid or general incompetence, you know, General Hospital or One Life to Fuck Up or whatever it was is here, but there's a drop-dead gorgeous redhead. You know, I like looking here, but, you know, I sort of got tired of it because she was going ahead and running around some nigger or something here, some mamzer. So, you know, but, it's just like Peyton Place, you know, like a soap opera, the bowel movement is. You know, but regrettably, the people who are living the bowel movement here are—they're not blondes with blue eyes and big tits here. So, but then again, some of the stupid stuff they do—I mean, sort of like, you know, tell about what happens in Nut House. You can't make some of this shit up here. It's so screwed up. It's so screwed up. It's hilarious here. I have no doubt there's a bunch of Jews and FBI people who are just listening in and laughing their heads off at some stupid shit that goes on. You know what I mean? You know, look, Fibbies, I don't lie to you. In fact, I despise you so much, I love telling the truth to you worthless bastards. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and talk to you at all, you know, because, hey, there's no sense in it. But, anyway, you turn off the Zog, you turn off the Zog box, okay. Anyway, total brain fart, okay. Anyway, now, Harold's from close to Boise, Idaho. I don't know who that is. Anyway. I have no idea. I mean, you know, some of these people like, you know, Papa Cat. I mean, you know, he was pretty well anti-Lindstedt, but I pretty well embraced him on one of them. He says, well, I don't know what to think about you, you know, Martin. So, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I remind me of this, you know, this austere man who went ahead and gave one talent, five talents, and 10 talents. He went ahead and said, hey, you knew that I was an austere man who reaped where he didn't sow and harvested where he didn't fertilize. Sometimes I wonder, you know, isn't Jesus Christ in some cases what we make of him? If we are doing wrong and we know we're doing wrong, you know, we don't have very much good thing to say, you know, about what happens here. Anyway, Bob Jost was supposedly sentenced Friday, and I'm going to go ahead and do a quick search, folks. Let me go ahead and let this thing down. Anyway, you know, that nigger faggot. I have no doubt. Old Richard Barrett, he knew a nigger faggot when he seen one. He probably knew a nigger faggot was getting, you know, his mangina punked out by it here. But, you know, I mean, that's just the way niggers are. I'm gonna go ahead and type in, do a Google search for my good friend Robert Jost, who supposedly was sentenced Friday. So hold on, folks. I don't know what happened to it. I mean, most of the links are links that I went ahead and made or somebody who's bitching about old things here. I don't really see anything here. So I guess I'll have to send them a, go ahead and have to send them a, letter and hopefully, he'll do. I mean, Bob is no angel, but, you know, he shouldn't have been convicted that first time after being held in, you know, prison for 3 years because it was an illegal search. And essentially, he got convicted of having a weapon. Well, guess what? Because of the change in things here, you know, the change in the gun laws, you know, his conviction should be, you know, invalidated. The second one for not driving with a driver's license, that shouldn't be a felony conviction either. So he shouldn't be tried at all. He shouldn't have been convicted. He shouldn't have even been tried. Certainly not our Heller versus U.S. But, folks, they're out to fuck you. They're out to fuck the white man. They're out to disarm him because, they, you know, Vogue is scared. Vogue was out to go ahead and destroy me. And sometimes I wonder how I managed to go ahead and escape it. And maybe I haven't escaped it. But, anyway. What chats are Mikey getting dissed on? Essentially, Mikey's going ahead and getting dissed on that here. Well, Mikey showed up. I think this Northwest Wisconsin was a little Mikey socked up it too. So, in any case, Delaney, you know, supposedly when I trapped Delaney, it was really this Obadiah character. Went ahead and said, well, okay, he's a Jew. He's a Turkish Mamzer. Well, how's that any better here? What are you doing running around with Turkish Mamzers? He's bitching about Kurt Maynard. Well, that was this guy named Martinez here, and he's a nigger. He sounds like a spick nigger to me with a name like Martinez. And he probably is some nigger with, you know, some other, beaner input or something like that. I mean, niggers ain't too crazy about what they screw. When I was in the nut house, every single one of these little nigger wenches who was supposedly there for killing their babies or something like that, every single freaking one of them had been molested by their daddy or their brother or their uncle or some such. Here. Every single nigger wench had been molested, at the age of 8 or 9. You know what I mean? And some of them got, treated pretty bad, so snap with little nigger brains that they had. You know, some of them were just, totally rendered all infantile. No more comprehension than 5-year-olds or something like that. And, that's what niggers do. A nigger is just a life support system for a cock. And essentially, if there's any, the she-coon is the one who has to go ahead and raise the niggers, because that's the way they are. I mean, the nigger female drops this whelp here and tries to go ahead and make sure, but it don't really matter because, the nigger's going to go ahead and grow up to be a nigger. Just like these stupid wiggers here talking about, let's go ahead and adopt some of these babies, these earthquake babies from Haiti. Before it was Haiti or something else, I used to say, look, you idiots, you'd do better adopting. Go ahead, going to the livestock sale and adopting you a calf, a feeder calf. Go ahead and get you a feeder calf for $65, $75, $80. And then if that feeder calf don't amount to nothing, it's not going to really grow into a human being because it's a stupid calf. Probably get a little bit. The female calves are usually worth something, so they don't go ahead and sell them, but they usually sell these little, steers or something like that. In some cases, like these Holstein, little geldings are usually just going ahead and grown to raise and make veal. So you can buy them for $65, $75, $80 in the old days. I said, look, if it don't work out, if you're adoptee, you don't have to have a lawyer. Just go ahead and buy you a calf, and it don't work out, you can go ahead and knock the calf over the head and eat the calf once it gets, you know, gets to be of a good size. Whereas if you go ahead and you adopt a niglet, well, what happens is once that niglet goes ahead, it's not going to grow up to be a human being. Once the niglet gets a certain age, that nigger, full grown nigger, is going to knock you over the head, you stupid dumbass, and have you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But hey, what? I mean, you can't tell wiggers. You got to go ahead and tell wiggers that. So, anyway, yeah, I've seen a lot of world. I actually am a vet here. I was, signed up for just 2 years, and I got sent to Germany. I was a Lance Operations / Fire Direction Control Specialist of 15 Juliet 10 for the Lance Operations for the Lance Missile System, which was a ground-launched nuclear-tipped cruise missile. I was in a nuclear missile battalion. I was there in Germany in Kreilsheim for 19 months. And I went ahead and took a Ural pass. I didn't get into the drugs or nothing, and I went all over Southern Europe to Greece, and I never did get to Portugal or Ireland. I went to Belgium, Liechtenstein, a few other little, there's a few other little shitty little countries I didn't see. Seen Italy, seen Greece, had been to Spain, but I didn't go to Spain that time. Went to France, went to Amsterdam a couple of times, Holland, went to Norway, Sweden, and, Finland, and my people came from southwest Sweden, where the Geats lived, and I loved the country. But them Swedes are just a bunch of wigger communists. Anyway, I like the Germans better. Went to France, went to Germany. I was stationed in Germany. Went through Belgium, went through Switzerland. So I went to a number of places in about 30 days for a Ural pass. 30 days was all I could get. So, yeah, I had fun. So, a lot of them are. What happens is that they had the Moors in Spain from 712 to 1492. There are a lot of people who think that the Spaniards are Simian. Simian is known as be sort of cruel, and there are a lot of Mamzers, But then again, there are also some Spanish who still retain the Visigothic strain. I was in the army. There was this lineman named Hidalgo, which meant knight, and he was a little blue-eyed, red-haired Spaniard. He was able to talk to damn beaners real good. But, hey, didn't have any beaner in him here. He was a pure-blooded Visigoth. And that's what happened with the Reconquest. It was started by the Visigoths around in early 800, and they reconquered Spain. So, anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything, with the Irish. Some of the Irish, Christian Identity says that Jeremiah took the tender twig of the house of David. What the hell was it? Zedekiah. His sons were killed in front of his eyes, and he was blinded when the Babylonians put an end to it. Jeremiah will say, hey, don't trust these Egyptians. They're not going to save you from Babylon. You better be nice to Babylon. You have a deal. You better be paying tribute to Babylon, not rebelling. And they didn't listen. Well, the last king of Judah was killed. His sons were killed, and he was blinded. Sent back there, so there's no males from the house of Judah, from the house of David. So he took the tender twigs, Tefi, Ireland, and she married an Irish king, and that's they took Joseph's pearl stone, the stone of Scone, and went from Ireland to Scotland, to England, and they've, you know, they've had the kings of England, you know, crowned there. So Chris Sardelli says is the queen, you know, queen, what's her name, and, you know, that idiot Charles. Well, they're the House of David, but, you know, there's a bunch of Jew mixed in with them here. There's a bunch of uncleanliness mixed in with them. But like Yahweh said, there will not be anybody from the House of David, you know, fail until Jesus Christ returns. So, yeah, some of the Irish are Israelites. But they, again, they have a, you know, I mean, there are a lot of freaking hybrid niggers, you know, papist-type, mackle-stapping hybrid niggers. I am pissed off at these damn Catholic bastards. You know, this damn bitch went ahead and doped me up illegal. You know, and I do have my problems with Catholics because every single one of them can't seem to figure out. See, the Catholic Church meant universalist church. While these Catholics are maybe smarter than these Baptist hobbyists and the rest here, the baggage that they bring to Christian identity is universalism. So, I mean, I've had some criticisms, you know, criticisms of William Fink over that. But, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, William Fink is, you know, it's an honest, I think he's an honest man. But he's politically naive, and he surrounds himself with these, you know, with these clerics like Prostink, and, you know, I mean, the rest of them, and he knows they're mamzers, and, you know, what are you doing with these people? Why are you there? Why are you surrounding yourself with criminals? You think you're going to end up having a better result than, you know, Richard Butler? Richard Butler surrounded himself by criminals. His reward was to lose his farm. And have them, you know, have them criminals make his last, you know, last life, last years of his life in utter misery. You end up paying. You end up paying for stupid. You know, you do stupid shit. You're going to end up paying for it. People can go ahead and tell you to learn from somebody else's mistakes, but if you're not able and willing to learn from it, you're not going to. And that's what ends up happening. That's what ends up happening. Well, people do get over Catholic life, but, you know, the problem of it is that I sometimes wonder, I mean, you end up having, you know, that's what I don't like about Catholics. They end up, I mean, they're smarter than the Baptists, and they're smarter than the Pentecostal lit heads, and, you know, every time I hear New Covenant here, I want to scream. I don't scream. I just usually add the word cornholer to it. Because a lot of these Baptist hobbyists, they're, well, women, they're like California refugees. Well, what happens is that, well, you ought to go ahead and let the women talk in church here and preach to you. And, you know, you do this sort of thing. And what happens? You ran away from your Baptist, your Methodist, and your mainline church bullshit. You ought to get away from that. And now you want to go ahead and bring it into your new, you know, your new congregation? I don't think so. I don't think so. So that's usually the Catholics, they know better than pull this shit. You know, but the problem that they do is that there's something in them that's still Catholic here, and they want to go ahead and have a universalist church. You know, I mean, my benefit, you know, I mean, my friend John Britton, he has the benefit of four generations of Christian identity, and the last two of them were dual seed line. You know, but then again, he doesn't understand. I mean, ends up acting surprised by people like Joe Johnson, about how you can go ahead and give a little man a little bit of power, and he goes ahead and misuses it. Well, I've seen a lot of power misused by Herbert's little bail priests. Essentially killing people, you know, killing little girls by saying, hey, look, yo, you have a birth of penis, yo, here's an anointing cloth, and anoint, yo, if your faith is great enough here, your parents' faith is big enough here, your little girl with a birth of penis, she's going to live forever. She ain't going to die of that birth of penis. And guess what? Little girl has a birth of penis here. I mean, it's just sort of like, say, you might as well go ahead and just cut your kid's throat here and sacrifice it to Molech here. There's no sense in. You know, there's nothing wrong with sending the kid to the hospital to have her appendix taken out. But that's what happened to a Bell priest of Herbert's. And that bastard went ahead and disfellowshipped my dad because my dad wanted to have a live, oldest son. He put me in the hospital. That's when pretty well my hip ended up getting eaten out. And I nearly died there, but, at least I did live. Well, my father had an oldest son here, but, Herbert Armstrong's little Bell priest had dead oldest daughter. His oldest child was a daughter, just a year or so younger, and she, I don't think she would have turned out to be a super great, super intelligent woman, but then again, she would have turned out to be a good Christian woman, probably, if she'd lived. But her daddy, when it was one of Herbert's Bell priests, he had to go ahead and have a new car and every couple of years and have a housing allowance and all that to be one of Herbert's ministers. So, hey, his daughter got an anointing cloth for a burst appendix, and it burst, and she died. So here's this minister going ahead and kicking out my dad because he put me in the hospital because he wanted his kid to live. I have seen the abuse of so-called pastors here, and I have no use for it here. If you're a minister, you have a higher obligation. You have an obligation to tell the truth. You have an obligation here not to make your people, your sheep's life, miserable here. Now, don't get me wrong. Diseased animals, they need to die. But don't go ahead and place a burden on Yahweh's sheep. It's Yahweh's sheep. You're the shepherd. You're the hireling. You're the one who's supposed to go ahead and look after Yahweh's sheep. And if you do a piss-poor job because you don't care, Yahweh's going to judge you harshly. Far better that you've just been a sheep yourself here rather than be a Bell priest pastor. Well, yeah, I've seen little men with a little bit of power, and it goes to their little bitty heads. And even if they're pure-blooded Quaker, I've seen the stupid crap they pull under the name of religion. I don't have no use for it, none whatsoever. If I sort of see that happening here, I will chew ass for it here if I see it happening. But in any case, this thing has been, it's gone about 3 hours, and that's about par for the program. You know what I mean? No, well. Thing about it is that when I went, when I knew that I'd end up having a lot of fight with Zog, so I knew I couldn't stand the fact that, Zog would take away my children. So I went ahead and got with a woman who was already fixed, which is Roxy. And then we decided we wanted to have some children, but then it was too late. So, my stepdaughter had children. Now, I don't like my stepdaughter. She's a total slut. Total ignorant slut. I used to feel sort of sorry, sort of guilty here. I didn't be old paper Mary Roxy here. Well, no. She was screwing 6 months before I even met her mother. You know what I mean? She was screwing her first cousin. I've told Emily, I said, about the only man that, been in your life here that ain't screwed you is your biological father and me. You know what I mean? And she went ahead and she betrayed her own children while I was in the nut house. And she goes ahead and pretends, oh, I threw my kids away. No, you stupid bitch, you gave them away. I tried to, when I got moved over to Gilman, I tried to get you to go ahead and file a notice so we could tie this shit up here for another 6 months or so at least. And you refused to do it. Then the truth came out. You'd given those children away on October 2nd, 2007. Don't give me your bullshit. You didn't care for your children. So, yeah, I love my grandchildren. I love them a lot here. Zog destroyed my family. Quakers destroyed my family. So, hey, I don't have any compunction against destroying the spawn of Wiggers, spawn of Satan. You know, I mean, it's probably, well, that way, and maybe I knew 20-some years ago when I first got with this woman that, hey, you know, I really couldn't stand going in and losing children of my own flesh. Now, when I was younger, I screwed some whores. Never no nigger whores. I was in the Army, you know. I mean, I've not always been a little plaster saint here. But I have made dang sure here. I never pulled the Kurt Maynard on myself. You know what I mean? Ain't going to do that. You know, but then again, I've always been ruled by the head on top of my shoulders and, you know, never, you know, by the other head, you know. And, you know, even when I was a younger man, I was known as being a man of rather stern will. So, I am what I am here. And, you know, pretty well I'm in the movement because I am what I am. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be another Whigger. I had this creative writing teacher, and she said, Martin, you're not normal. And I bridled a little bit at that, but, you know, she's right. You know, I'm not a normal person. Only 1 in 20 whites, on average, have any leadership ability. I mean, any leadership ability. And the thing about it is, leadership ability is so rare that it gets rewarded when it's found, as long as you go ahead and follow the law. I could have probably been a senator or a very rich man if I'd used my talent. But I just remember what it said about Moses, about how he would not enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And no, I don't want to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season either. So, anyway, it's pretty well getting on, and I'm sort of waxing model. I think I pretty well covered how much I despise, you know, Richard Barrett, the faggot, the New Jersey faggot, Zogball front lawyer who got killed by his pet faggot nigger. You know, that bastard should have croaked years ago. Should die, you know, died this death here that he had coming. I mean, that was a vicious piece of shit, Richard Barrett is, or was. Thank God that bastard's dead. You know, it's a shame that I just can't go ahead and say, what happened to Richard Barrett? Oh, the bastard got killed by a faggot nigger. Oh, I like hearing that. You know, and Kurt Maynard, well, what happened was really, I suppose, for the best. No, I'm a little bit regretful because Kurt Maynard actually had, you know, the man was intelligent enough, intelligent enough white man, but, you know, you suffer from inverse male telegony here. All that Kuntang juice here went ahead and rotted out his little brain here and screwed him up. So here he is. I mean, you know, I can imagine. You know, here you shot this bitch, this beaner bitch you're obsessed with here. You shoot your stepdaughter. You don't shoot your own two kids. You're being chased by the pigs here, and you put the shotgun in your mouth and blow your head off. Yeah, that's one hell of a lifestyle choice here. Not a good one. I don't know exactly if that's what Kurt Maynard did or not, but, you know, shoot, that's what happened to him. It wasn't a good end. Was not a good end. Was a very bad end to me, too. So, yeah, I feel a little bit sorry for Kurt Maynard, but, I mean, when you sin, you cut yourself off from Israel, you cut yourself off from Yahweh, that's the sort of thing that happens to you. If you become a diseased Whigger sheep here, you know, Christ ain't going to look out after you. Why do so many people white people who have souls here, go ahead and destroy themselves? Why? And that's why I wonder why there's Jews here. I think it's because Yahweh don't want heaven crowded with weak-minded, weak-willed Whiggers. So, anyway, I pretty well covered that. I covered the breaking news of Visser And I don't know anything about Visser. I mean, you know, I don't think Visser's dead. He might be. I don't know. I doubt it. Visser's playing his own little Visser games. And, you know, if the bastard goes ahead and closes down his forums here, it will be only too soon. You know, I mean, what I did is that about every single time I've gone ahead and saved stuff, and that's why I have my Christian Nationalist forum. It's actually not really a forum, but it's more like a blog or something like that. And essentially, I got my blogs. I got my blogs working in there, and I'll probably post the Beer Barrel a little bit. You know, I sort of hate hearing what happens to stumble in, but, you know, there ain't nothing I can do about it. I mean, the bowel movement is just another little patron place, but without really beautiful actresses, you know, with blue eyes and big tits here looking at here. I mean, independent wingers and mamzers and Jews and Zogbots and the rest of them, you know, in our own little patron place, and that's the way it is. So anyway, that's life, you know, that's life in the movement, and I think that's enough for the movement turd. So I'm gonna go ahead and close it up. Okay? Who did take over, you know, stumbling? I hope Zed hasn't. I hope Zed hasn't at all. You know, because Breck, for, you know, that's what gets me about Breckenridge Elkins here. You know, it's annoyed me some too. I mean, shoot. You know, here you got a non-white acting far more white than most of these dumbass wiggers do. You know what I mean? That's a hell of a deal. I mean, you know, people who ain't quite white, you know, like old, you know, Draco. I used to fight with him, used to call him Drainus Jew Boy. But, you know, that's a hell of a deal. But some of these people ain't, well, that's the thing about Stumbling. Stumbling was comprised of people, even if they weren't white like Anunnaki, something like that, they wanted to be white. You know what I mean? And the ultimate accolade was good white man. You know what I mean? It's the people who are wiggers, and it's people who were not wiggers or mamzers. You know, even a screwed up bunch of Jews like Ixabert and Cain and Junestain, you know, want to go ahead and be white. You know what I mean? They're not white. They're Jews. And some of them, you know, like Ixabert, are really fucked up Jews. You know, sort of like what happens when the Esterkakis doesn't go ahead and get a Aryan input from Frank, you know, Dichter von Frankenwigger. And, yeah, I had a heck of a dream here that, I was sort of like old Dichter von Frankenwigger and, got seduced by Esterkakis here and, you know, with her fork tag giving me a blowjob, because Jews are supposed to have the best in the world by, you know, blowjobs, and the Jews, you know, the Esterkakis didn't swallow. So I inadvertently spawned, you know, 666 cacklicks. Well, hey, so, you know, so I said, well, that sounds sort of like the Frankenstein myth here. You know, I guess I'd sort of thought of, of young Frankenstein or something like that. So I came up with, I see Zebedee's old style. So, well, shoot, that looks like a good avatar for Dichter, D-I-C-H-T-E-R. That is a German name. Dichter von Frankenwigger. So maybe I'll go ahead and finish, you know, just like I need to finish the Manchurian Oswald's right buttock, I'll go ahead and start and finish Frankenwigger. Anyway, you're gonna go ahead and take that one from old Zebedee or old Hebedee here with Robert Burns. Or you going to do it with Lord Byron or Richard, you know, Shelley or Keats or something like that? You know, it's Mary Shelley who came up with, you know, the Frankenstein story. And Dichter, D-I-C-H-T-E-R, von Frankenwigger, you know. It's pronounced Dichter. But anyway, it's a hilarious story. It sort of reminds me, I was thinking of old Libertune over on that here. Oh, I like hilarious shit, it kikes, Sal. Well, old John Britton sent me a picture, and, you know, see, her and June Stain are fascinated with John Britton. You know, they're not fascinated with me. Well, you know, so, well, why is that, Liz? I said, well, see, you know, the Britons, well, they're descended from minor nobility, and the Jews have always got a lot better with the nobility than they have, the Linsteads and the Schmidts, who were artisans and, you know, higher-level peasants. So what happens, the peasants have always hated the Jews because the Jews were fucked over by, you know, the Jews would fuck over these peasants, and the nobility would go ahead and do it. So, you know, I mean, old Helena, she wants some Aryan, you know, she wants some blonde, blue-eyed Aryan man slime from you. And they sort of know that you might be sort of nice to them because you're sent from noblemen. But, hey, Linstead descends from peasants, and peasants hate Jews. So it reminded me to where, when I was running off old Maud Defraud Flanders last May, old Maud went over to Mute Spurfront, was bitching that I was threatening to go ahead and post his IP address on my forum. And I said, hey, look, I can do whatever the hell I want to on my forum, man. This is not Stumbling. And Stumbling writ don't apply. Me as bitch, well, you found out my IP address here, you know, on Stumbling. Well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But, you know, he was bitching here, and here comes old Helena. And I said, look, Kike Sal, you know, Breck has said I haven't violated any rules, so there's not going to be any Purim Fest. There's not going to be any Purim Fest. This is not Mutant Stumbling. And there's not going to be any Purim Fest this year, Kike Sal. You know, trot your ass back to, Mutant Sperm Front. And old Zebby said, well, you know, the tickets for, you know, the Purim Fest will, you know, the money for the Purim Fest thing will be refunded. But old Helena said, well, shalom, Marty, I think I'll stay. And she bitched to John Britton that, well, here I am, I'm a full-fledged Jewess, but I didn't even know what Pearl Fest was about. And I said, well, look, you know, Jew bitch, you know, see the blood, you know, see, Johnson, he knows about Pearl Fest, but he's just a Jew drone here because his daddy was a Jew, but his, you know, his mother was a Goyim. So as a result, produces a Jew drone like you, who's sort of meaner, you know, sort of got a little bit of Jew in him here, but mainly just sort of like a Jew drone here, you're sort of aimless. But that bitch, Helena, that bitch, her spawn of Satan is rising full tide, so she may not know what Purim Fest is, but the bitch was there for, you know, the bitch was there for my blood here. You know what I mean? That's what Purim Fest is all about. You know, taking the blood of a Christian male and, you know, taking his blood, you know, for Purim, you know, to put in their matzo balls, as opposed to Passover, you know, for little white children, little blonde white children. And, you know, hey, you know, Kike Sal, you ain't fooling me. So, yeah, well, Helena looks sort of like a young Stevie Nicks, but, you know, shit, still a Jew bitch, but here's Libertune. He wants to hump her. I said, well, shoot, when she clamps down on your dick and hangs you up like a dog, you're screaming, you know, screaming kikus. You'll be sort of like, there was this movie called Species about this drop-dead gorgeous thing who's actually alien. These stupid wiggers went ahead and grew out of a test tube, and she's looking for some input so she can go ahead and create some more alien, you know, bloodthirsty mutant aliens. And the name of it was Species. So I said, look, when she goes ahead and clamps on your old wanger, you know, like on Species here, you know, and breaks it off with her big, you know, with her big plot here, you know, you'll be one fucking Libertune because essentially you just live to, you know, swing and hump or something like that. And they'll teach you. They'll teach you better. But Libertune, you know, you can't tell Libertune nothing because Libertune, you know, he calls himself Libertine. I call him Libertune. For after the Libertunes. You know, they're a bunch of libertines too. And, you know, hey, You know, the whole Kurt Saxon, Kurt Maynard, he was sort of a libertoon. Look where he ended up. So, Richard Barrett, you know, he was a libertoon. Look where he ended up. So, you don't go ahead and be led by your pecker, but yeah, I thought it was a, you know, so I was just sort of my subconscious had a battle, you know, I mean, I sort of woke up and no, this was not a, you know, this was not a not quite wet dream here, but I inadvertently, like a dumbass Wigger, spawned 666 kites as Frankenwigger. That was not, you know, that was, you know, parts of it was sort of pleasant here, you know, the blow job with the forked tongue, you know, was a sort of a pleasant, you know, it was a pleasant, you know, dream, but, hey, you know, the idea of spawning 666 kitelings here, you know, That was not exactly a very pleasant thought. Anyway, who? Stumble in? Well, let me see. Who owns Stumble in? I don't know. Supposedly Jay Bird used to, and then he ended up marrying some damned, Mexican, you know. You know, I mean, you know, old Jay Bird. If anybody should learn from Kurt Maynard, it ought to be old Jay Bird. You know what I mean? But he went ahead and he got rid of it, and I think Breck and, you know, Zed took over. And Zed has been running it into the ground, you know, the damn Dixenbert and the rest. And I don't know what the hell went on with Breck here. So I have no idea. I went ahead and asked, and I said, why are you upgrading to version 4? He said that version, you know, the version they had, 3.7.2, which the 3.7 series, is actually the easiest to use of all the debolting. You know, 3.8 has some extra features, but it's harder to, you know, it's harder to go ahead and do that. And I don't like version 4, the latest version. They cost $100 extra. He said, well, what happens is that we don't have a license for 3.72. Well, in that case, you better get a license, and I pretty well advise them to, you know, don't be in a hurry to go to 4.0. If you went ahead and bought the license, to you know, go ahead and stick with 3.0.8.5. But they had boogered up here, and they still have it somewhat boogered up. It didn't translate very good. But, you know, hey, if you don't have a license, then, you know, I mean, the second thing you need to do to stumble in is you need to get off of ICANN. Because it ends up having a bunch of CPU cycle problems here when around 2 o'clock in the morning, when it's 10 o'clock and isn't real, and all these Jews are spying on it. See, all these freaking forums here, if you go ahead and look, they have, you know, it can be Spermfront, it can be the rest of them here. You'll have easily from 6 to 10 times as many guests spying, you know, on you as you do have people. I've gone over StumbleIn. You have 5 registered users, and I'm able to go ahead and see it. You have 5, maybe 6, maybe 7 registered users, and you have freaking 60 guests at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, that thing doesn't have a problem posting at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He has a problem posting at 2 o'clock in the morning. And guess what time it is? You know, guess what time it is and isn't real at 2 o'clock in the morning Central Time? Answer? It's 8 hours and freaking isn't real. You know, them damn Jews are spying. They're sucking up information. They're, you know, they have their little Jew bots, their little Zog bots. Spying and spying and spying. Same thing happens over Spermfront. It happens on all these white nationalist forums. You know what I mean? These Jews ain't spying on your little model car, you know, forum. They're not spying on your libertoon politics forum. They're spying on, you know, your white nationalist or Nazi or white nationalist or supremacist or whatever forum. That's where they're spying on. I mean, I ended up having quite a few things while I was fighting with Visser. I'll go ahead and look at the stats, you know, pretty soon. to go ahead and check some other stuff. But no, I mean, you end up having your spying occur at 2 o'clock in the morning, and StumbleIn needs to have another server. It needs to go ahead and find another server. It needs to go ahead and get that database settled up here. But Breck was telling me that he didn't have a credit card, so he had to pay for his half by check. And I don't know. Maybe they've had a big old fight. You know, the two-headed colleague system at StumbleIn has broke down, and maybe old Breck wants to go ahead and save. Hey, you know, screw StumbleIn, and I'm going to go ahead and save. I'm going to go ahead and save what? Oh. You know, a couple $100. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, it took me, you know, this was sort of like, you know, Visser is dead. What? You Wiggers killed Visser. You killed poor Visser here. Zog didn't. The pigs didn't kill it. Lista didn't kill it. You ungrateful people here who didn't send me enough money and didn't kiss my ass. You killed poor old PV. Whatever. You know what I mean? anyway, there's much legend, you know, Christian and Danny. Anyway, I need to. April 27th, advanced premium trading session. Well, maybe I need to freaking sign up. Who knows? Anyway, it's 1:38 our time, you know, my time. And Central Unstandard Time, and I need to go ahead and, let me see, 10, 11, 12, 1. Shoot, it's been close to 4 hours. You know, I mean, I meant to close about an hour or so ago. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory, may Yahweh bless. Good night, folks. Bye-bye.